The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Today is Friday, January 22nd. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, Philadelphia police charged the father of a 9-year-old girl who was shot and killed inside a home on Wednesday. It happened just before 11 a.m. in the 2300 block of Bouvier Street. Police say officers found the girl lying in a back bedroom, suffering from a gunshot wound to the right side of her head. According to the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office, at the time of the shooting, the girl's brother and cousin, both minors, were inside the residence with no adult supervision. A 5-year-old boy inside the home fired the fatal shot after a 12-year-old in the home provided him with the weapon. The girl was rushed to an area hospital where she later died. This is an absolutely tragic story. On Thursday, the district attorney's office announced charges against the girl's father, 39-year-old Blake Davis, in connection with the unintentional shooting. Davis is being charged with involuntary manslaughter, endangering the welfare of children, corruption of minors, recklessly endangering another person, and illegal firearms violations. I offer my deepest condolences to the Davis family for the terrible loss of a beloved child. This tragedy was 100% preventable. Kids should not be allowed unsupervised access to firearms, period. We can hold both that a father has suffered a horrific tragedy and that he is also criminally responsible for the loss, District Attorney Larry Krasner said.
And you know what? Another thing you might not think about, another casualty from something like this, is the kid who pulled the trigger is going to be emotionally scarred for the rest of their lives.
That is like the worst part of it. I have the quote here because absolutely awful. Krasner went on to say, as a community, we must also come together to ensure that the two other children found in this residence are able to heal and grow beyond the trauma inflicted on them. So the girl's mother made this statement. She said, the kids and these video games and their Nerf guns just stopped because my son kept thinking that she had another life. And he woke up this morning saying, Mommy, it's going to be okay. It was an accident. She's going to come back.
Wow.
Awful.
That's terrible.
Absolutely awful.
Yep.
5 years old he was.
Yep.
The federal ban on evictions is now extended until at least March 31st. It was one of the first executive actions taken by President Joe Biden, but there are things tenants need to know need to do to invoke that protection. First, you have to complete and provide your landlord a declaration form that you can, that can be found on the Center for Disease Control and Prevention website. That signed declaration must assert that you meet the following requirements. You earn less than $100,000 a year. You've experienced a significant loss of income, you've made your best effort to find rental assistance and pay your rent, and then be aware that the order does not cancel your rent obligations altogether. Rachel Garland of the Community Legal Services says part of the declaration that you sign says that I will do my best each month to pay as much of my rent as I can. According to the order, ultimately, you are still on the hook for any missed payments. It's unclear whether your landlord can require you to provide proof that you need financial assistance. Tenants and their landlords can apply for rental assistance as soon as the new funding becomes available, likely in early March. Landlords can apply for Philadelphia's new eviction division program, and their tenant will be matched with a housing counselor to help connect with resources and resolve the eviction issue. Philadelphia residents who wish to receive the COVID-19 vaccine can now pre-register on a new website launched by the city. Those who complete the interest form will be contacted by the Department of Health or one of the city's vaccine partners when they can schedule an appointment. Philadelphia Health Commissioner Dr. Thomas Farley said having the vaccine against COVID is a major step forward, but we understand that many Philadelphians are frustrated by not knowing how to get vaccinated. While we cannot make more doses of the vaccine appear, with this sign-up, we can at least assure interest Philadelphians that they will be contacted when their opportunity to get vaccinated comes up.
Well, I think people became incensed when they saw Gus, the second most famous groundhog, getting a vaccine.
I don't get that.
That doesn't even need it.
So Delaware County does not have our own like health department, so we are relying heavily
on Wawa.
You're run by Chester County.
We're run by Chester. It's not even heavily, but solely on Chester County. And so... they have phases, phase 1A, 1B, 1C, and then phase 2. And so
phases are awesome.
They're great. But I recently discovered that my mother is
she's got to be eligible.
She's
right?
eligible for 1B. And so I filled out a form for her. But the only thing is I just don't know if, like, it worked or not. You know what I mean?
Like you got no confirmation or anything?
And so that's the thing. Like, just a confirmation email saying, hey, we received your survey. you'll hear back from us soon when you're available.
Right.
But like nothing like that, because she is duly available, because she's a clergy member, essentially, because she's a Eucharistic minister. And she's in her 70s, because now, like, phase 1B is 65 and older. So she fits two different criteria in that level. I'm like,
you just want verification.
I just want verification. Yeah. I got zero verification yet. Yeah. And she's the one that, like, me and my wife were the most worried about
Listen,
in our household.
I have Gus's number. The
you do? All right, maybe you can do that. Because my kid's school just got shut down, by the way. And
what's her name? How old is she? She's in her 70s? I'll look into it.
Due to extremely limited vaccine supply, residents cannot set appointments using the new website. Officials said it may take weeks or months before residents will be able to schedule appointments. Farley announced on Tuesday that COVID-19 vaccine distribution to Philadelphians in Phase 1B can start immediately. Phase 1B opens up vaccinations for frontline essential workers, those who live and work in congregate settings, people over the age of 75, and people with certain high-risk medical conditions. If you do want to sign up, you can visit the vaccine interest website. Now, again, it's not to schedule an appointment. It's just to say you're interested, and then they'll contact you when it's available. And the website is covid-vaccine-interest.phila.gov.
Somebody texts in, case I don't know if this helps you or not. It says the last page of the survey is the confirmation page. I don't know if that what that means to you, but there's...
No, I just want an email sent saying,
something,
we got it. No, but I know. I saw the confirmation. Okay. Hey, we got the email. And then it wasn't like, you'll hear from us in a week or 2 weeks or in a, you know, none of that. So
you got a confirmation saying they received the email.
Yeah. And the problem I have, I got a confirmation on that page.
But they got it. I know what you're saying. It's like a form you fill out and it says it right on the page.
I think this would work out better if we let the DMV handle it.
Right.
Yeah.
The other part that makes me feel uneasy is that now everything relies solely and heavily on my mom and her email skills. And that is like,
I got you. I got you.
Like,
by the way, Steve, I had a very positive experience at the DMV yesterday.
Was there a big turnaround in the story?
I got my real ID. I went to the King of Prussia location. I told you guys it was packed when I had gone a couple of days before.
Better?
There was a line out front, but it moved very quickly, and they got people inside, and everybody there was really, really nice.
Kudos for the DMV,
they were very thorough.
Very
they were coming
good.
Out and checking everybody in the line that were outside to make sure they weren't wasting their time. You know, you got the proper forms? Because it would suck if you were waiting in line for a long time.
That's how you do it.
And didn't have your stuff, but they were checking people in the line. And I saw them turn a few people away saying, no, you need this. You're going to have to go get that. So I'm like, okay, that was very courteous.
That's very good news.
Really cool.
You got to give props when they deserve it.
Yeah. What did you have to have with you?
You have to have, I brought my Social Security card. I need to show it to you guys sometime.
Is it like torn up?
Oh my God. It's in absolute tatters.
I don't think I have a physical copy.
Yeah, I need to get another one.
Diminished. I had recommended, and I don't know if they accepted it, a semen sample. Did you?
I offered.
Steve. Okay.
And they said no thank you.
Surprised they didn't turn you
what
away.
What is this, sir? It's some of my semen. No.
No.
We don't need that.
Stop.
No, Kathy, I brought
a Social Security card.
You need various forms of identification. Rochelle she gave me some stuff and said, here, take this. So you know me.
Don't forget your semen card.
I have my passport.
Don't forget your lunch pail.
I have my passport, my Social Security card, and then I needed a couple of official forms that have my home address on it, like an insurance, proof of insurance that have my name and address on it.
Okay.
And I think that was pretty much it.
All right, now, Preston, if someone asks you where you live, what's your address?
She pinned a little note on my shirt.
If they ask you.
Yeah. Oh, crap, I can't.
And what's my phone number in case you need anything?
Right.
And your Social Security card, you're not allowed to laminate that. Why
no,
is that?
I never understood it. It's the dumbest effing thing in the world because it's very...
It's cardboard.
Yes.
It's papery.
Mine was issued in 1880. It's just like, Jesus.
I was curious if they were going to accept it or not. It was so beat up, but I guess they see that all
the time.
You're
going to want to keep that. That's a car.
Right. So it was all good. So thank you, King of Prussia.
Yay, DMV.
They moved me right there. It took a good 30, 45 minutes or something like that, but it was a pleasant experience all the way around. So
I wonder if I got the card in the mail. I got like a postcard that said, here, you can go get this, but like my license isn't expired, so do I still go get it?
Yeah, absolutely, because you know, if you feel like you need that ID, if you're going to be flying sometime in the near future, you should probably go ahead and get it. But if you have another form of ID like your passport,
you'll be fine. My wife travels a lot, and hopefully as things gear back up for that, she's going to want that real passport.
But it's not set in place yet, right?
Where
you have
No. In fact, it was supposed to be.
It was supposed to be October.
Yeah. But they bumped it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's do sports this morning. The Philadelphia Eagles are nearing a deal to hire Indianapolis Colts offensive coordinator Nick Sirianni as their next head coach, according to ESPN. The 39-year-old had an interview on Tuesday and it extended into Wednesday. Sirianni has never been a head coach, but has been the Colts offensive coordinator for three seasons. The Eagles coaching search was done with the Carson Wentz quarterback situation at the forefront. After firing Doug Peterson, Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie said, "It behooves us as a team with a new coach, a new coaching staff, to be able to really get Wentz back to that elite progression." Both Jalen Hurts and Wentz are under contract with the Eagles for 2021. The Flyers lost to the Bruins in an overtime shootout last night in Boston. The Flyers led 2-0 after two periods, but the teams combined for six goals in the third period and sent the game into overtime. After a scoreless overtime, Jake DeBrusk was the only shooter to prevail in the shootout. Carter Hart stopped 39 of 43 shots in regulation and overtime, while Tuukka Rask turned aside 22 of 26 in the win for Boston. The two-game set continues tomorrow night, and the puck will drop at 7 o'clock. Before the game, the Flyers announced two injury updates. Forward Morgan Frost suffered a dislocated left shoulder and will be out indefinitely. Defenseman Phil Myers suffered a fractured rib and is considered week to week. With injuries to Sean Couturier and COVID protocols affecting Shane Gostisbehere, the team will have to call up players from their taxi squad. And the Sixers will look to complete a two-game sweep of the Boston Celtics when the teams face each other again tonight in South Philly. Tip-off is scheduled for 7:30. And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right. Thank you very much, Kathy. Welcome to Friday. And all right, I'm going to read this email text just in case they're correct. It says, don't get your real ID until your license is about to expire. If you get your real ID before your license expires, real ID will expire at the same time as your license, and you could be going back. But then again, the one right after that says, the new ID adds 4 years to whatever you have remaining on your current ID. So you know what? Why don't you check before you do it? Yeah. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to them. Check on it.
Have you ever had that situation where your registration and inspection sticker gets out of whack?
Oh, yeah, it's not the same? How did that happen?
Well, I went like a couple of months not realizing my inspection sticker had lapsed, so I...
And then they don't do it from that date. They go back to, when you were supposed to get it done. That's annoying.
Yeah.
Well, here we are, folks. Friday morning. That's not an annoying thing. It is a wonderful thing. We have our Word of the Week prize to give away. We have No Sad Dough twice today, your opportunity to win $500. And we have a guest. We're going to have Corinne Fisher, who's going to be performing at Helium Comedy Club. Yes, remember, Helium is open. They're doing great shows tonight and Saturday. You will be able to see her, and we will talk to her later this morning. All right, we already took up a lot of time. Let's go ahead and take a break. Come back in a second. The Entertainment Report is coming up with the stupid questions, stuff to give away, things to talk about. Let's join together on this Friday morning. We'll be right back.
Not only can you hear Preston and Steve, you can see them too. Check out the Weekly Rush on Xfinity On Demand. New episodes, you guessed it, weekly.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, so the stupid question prize, we have a digital download of the hilarious romantic comedy Sister of the Groom. So, have you've heard the term "mind your P's and Q's" before?
Absolutely.
I never knew this till this morning. What does the P and Q stand for? And mind your P's and Q's. 215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you know the answer to that. If you know my answer to that,
that's always the caveat. All answers are Preston's answers.
But I do have a source here that I can cite for that. All right,
there is a source.
I'll go through some birthdays today. Friday, January 22nd. We will begin with Linda Blair.
Linda legs. I'll tell you this. you know, she's part of perhaps the greatest horror movie of all time. That's enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, she doesn't have a whole lot of credits. I mean, she's done some stuff, but that was clearly her biggest success.
What was her skating movie? Skate Town? Or was her...
yeah. I forgot what it was called, but that was fun.
I'll tell you, she was in... A lot of people don't remember this. She was in a very controversial made-for-TV movie about young girls in a correctional facility called Born Innocent. And
oh,
she is
familiar.
Sodomized with a broom handle.
Yikes.
Yeah, in the and it was a made for TV nighttime movie.
Wow.
It was actually a good movie.
Exorcist, terrifying.
Yeah.
She is 62 today. Olivia Diabo, she was on The Wonder Years.
Yeah.
And played the sister, daughter, whatever you want to call, who was always very, very moody on that.
Yeah, show. Yeah. Wasn't she the love interest in it was like a Clue type movie where a family gets an inheritance,
maybe
she didn't. I really remember her for the Wonder Years.
Well, she was in a movie called Clean Slate that is not on the top of anybody's
list. Oh, that's the Dana Carvey, right?
I love that movie.
Short-term memory loss.
Yeah, and every time he goes to sleep, he forgets.
Which Diabo was in the second Conan movie? Was that her sister?
That was her.
That was Olivia Diabo.
Yeah, that was her. And then her sister's in The Living Daylights.
Okay,
the James Bond movie.
Olivia is 52 today. Diane Lane, one of the most beautiful women I think ever to grace the silver screen.
And I'll say this: with age, looks even better. And I don't detect a lot of after factory additions.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. She seems to be aging gracefully and normally.
Right.
I mean, in Superman, she's Mrs. Kent. She's
great.
The mom but she goes back to The Outsiders. She plays Cherry. She's gorgeous in that and great.
Rumblefish.
Unfaithful Rumblefish.
Preston, there's a scene in Rumblefish where Matt Dillon's daydreaming during he's in school and in class. And he sees her, like, I guess, in lingerie up on top of a bookcase.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good scene.
Yeah, a bunch of great movies. Murder at 1600, Secretariat. She's 56 today. Piper Laurie.
Yes.
Who is 89 today. Wow.
You talk about another great horror performance.
Yeah, from Carrie.
Yes.
The mom.
She was the mom?
She was nominated.
Oh, wow.
The Hustler. I mean, like, the original. She goes way back to that. Twin Peaks, Children of a Lesser God, a bunch of stuff. She's 89. Balthazar Getty.
Yes.
On Brothers and Sisters.
He was on Brothers and Sisters, yeah.
I know the name, and he is the great-grandson of J. Paul Getty.
Was he in Lord of the Flies?
J. Paul Getty?
No, Balthazar.
He might have been. Yes, I think you're right, Case.
Was he he was the main guy.
They made two versions of it. He's actually sort of nondescript. He's a good-looking guy, but he kind of reminds you of other people.
Huh. Yeah, he reminds me of Elliot from E.T.
Yes.
For some reason.
You're talking about Peter North.
What's his name again? I want to look him up.
Balthazar. By the way, it sounds like you should say it like that. Balthazar, come into the parlor.
What's the shortened version of Balthazar, would you guess?
That's a good question. Bal, I guess?
Yeah.
Something like that. He's 46. All right. I'm happy about this. Steve Perry's birthday today.
Oh.
Journey. I'm a huge Journey fan. Wow. He's 72 years old. Man, oh, man.
You gotta be kidding me.
I still love popping Journey on and just reminiscing, going back.
Still got...
Got pipes.
The pipes, yeah.
Yeah, he's 72 today, Steve Perry. Also from the world of music, Steven Adler. Former drummer of Guns N' Roses.
He's great. He's a great guy. He's had multiple strokes brought on by drug addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Had a horrific, loony, like, mother. Like, you want to talk about Piper Laurie and Carrie?
Yeah.
That was his mother.
He's been on the show before, and it's, you know, when you speak to him, he's clearly, talks a lot less. He's had strokes, but he's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
He's a really nice guy. Celebrates his 56th birthday today. Happy birthday, Steven. Also, Beverly Mitchell, who is the mom on Seventh Heaven.
No, that wasn't.
The mom? Who am I talking about here?
The mom was, what the hell is her name? She's also in the first Child's Play. She's in Star Trek The Voyage Home.
All right, then I don't know who Beverly Mitchell is.
She was on
Seventh Heaven. Hold on, Marissa knows.
She was the daughter that wasn't Jessica Biel.
Okay.
She was the second daughter.
Wow, she's 40 today.
Oh, God. Wow.
Right?
Whatever happened to Stephen Collins, who was the, remember he had that whole perverted thing going on?
Mm-hmm. And then the last birthday, Steve, Chef Graham Kerr.
The Galloping Gourmet.
God, I loved him when I was a kid.
What we did not realize as we loved to watch, as a kid I used to watch his show in the afternoon, he'd come out. What no one really put together at that point is that he was a raging alcoholic visibly. he was always drinking like a lot during the show, and it was just part of his thing.
Yeah.
Surely that's just a thing. No.
Graham Kerr is 87 today. All right, we'll see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. What do the P's and Q's stand for? And mind your P's and Q's. 215-263-WMMR is the number. We are going to go to Frank. Hi, Frank. Good morning.
Hey, bitches.
Hey, what? All right, Frank, P's and Q's. What do the P's and Q's stand for?
That would be pints and quarts.
Yes, pints and quarts. Hang on a second. So I have the explanation. In English pubs, ale is ordered by pints and quarts. So in Old England, when customers would get unruly, the bartender would yell at them to mind your pints and quarts. And settle down. And so it just got shortened down to mind your P's and Q's. All right, so there.
I love that. I love that stuff.
You too. We're going to set you up with a digital download of the hilarious romantic comedy Sister of the Groom, starring Tom Everett Scott and Alicia Silverstone. You can stream it instantly on your smart TV or your favorite device with the Redbox app today. It's rated R, and it is from Paramount Pictures. So we'll start with this. Steve, you mentioned this yesterday, but a little bit more on it. Olivia Jade is back. Her mother, Lori Loughlin, has served 2 months in prison, and her dad, Mossimo, is still currently serving 5 months behind bars. But the influencer teased her return on Instagram with a shot of herself in a bikini crawling toward a Corona, and her fans applauding her return. One person wrote, "Yes, finally, queen.
Yes. Yes, queen. We've been waiting, queen.
We are not worthy." Another shared, "I am counting down the minutes."
Oh, my God. Listen, I follow her. I was weeping with joy.
When the blog went up, before going into her usual spiel, Olivia addressed the elephant in the room, kind of. She wrote, "This is so crazy. Welcome back to my new YouTube channel. I hope you all had a great holiday season. I hope you're preparing for the new year. I hope you guys had an amazing New Year's Eve. I am excited because I obviously haven't filmed in a really long time, and I am just grateful to be back on YouTube, and I'm excited for you to watch this video."
Yes.
"I wanted to film this little intro part just because I didn't want for me to just restart the vlog and, like, not address anything. I obviously did my Red Table Talk interview, and I think if you have any questions for me or you have anything to say or you're like, why are you back? You can go watch that interview out,
and because
I feel like I disclosed what I had to say there."
And then she launched into what was, for me, the most comprehensive and approachable explanation of how the Hadron Collider works.
Oh.
And it was,
I never understood it.
It was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. She dumbed it down for you?
Absolutely.
That's great. All right, so she's back.
She's back.
Yeah. Okay, Saved by the Bell star Dustin Diamond has completed his first round of chemo, his team says. He's reportedly fighting stage 4 small cell carcinoma, which has metastasized in his lungs. So now he has lung cancer.
Damn it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the 44-year-old will be scheduled for a second round soon. He's planning to begin physical therapy as well.
Years ago, you know, my mother, we first discovered she had brain cancer. And so there was something that was with her paralysis, and they thought it might have been tied to oral surgery, and they did a check and found out. And then after she was coming back from that, they found out it had broken off from cancer in her lung,
right,
which we did not know.
Oh, really? So it started there.
Right. Okay. So that's, you know, when it gets out and starts traveling about.
Right. Right. And that was in the earlier days.
That was decades ago.
Yeah.
And then now they can do things. But if my mother had have had what she had now, she probably would have had a dramatically better chance of being just fine.
Dustin's team told TMZ he's in good spirits. His former co-stars Mario Lopez and Tiffany Thiessen have sent him messages of love and support. He was not part of the Saved by the Bell reboot, a decision that he has railed against, by the way. The reboot was just given a second season, so hopefully he's going to be okay. All right. Claire Crawley is breaking her silence on her shocking split from Dale Moss.
I can't keep quiet.
As it turns out, the Bachelorette says that she was as shocked as the rest of us. In a statement on Instagram, she said that she learned of the split from the internet.
So the quote-unquote mutual statement,
yes,
was only him making the statement.
She said, "I was made aware of a, quote, mutual statement at the same time that you all were, so I've needed some time to really digest this. Speaking for myself, my intentions with this relationship have always been very clear, so the truth is, I'm crushed." This was not what I expected or hoped for, and I'm still trying to process this. 2020 was one hell of a year with COVID, battling severe anxiety post-show, balancing a public new relationship, all while slowly losing my mother. It hasn't been ideal circumstances, but that is life, right? I've been looking forward to the light at the end of the tunnel.
It was an amazing thing that she wrote, because she finished that up by explaining a way I've never heard before how artificial gravity could work.
Oh, wow. Really? Okay.
Just incredible.
They're opening up all these secrets.
These ladies are just brilliant. Listen, everyone could see that this was a dumb move.
Well put.
Now, she, remember, her thing was, she's the older Bachelorette.
That's right.
She's like she has a walker with tennis balls on.
But she, you know, someone with a little more time on this earth would have a little more savvy. Yeah, a little more sense. But
turns out, no.
She acknowledged her relationship was not perfect, but she said she was genuinely invested with all of my heart.
You know what? If you are fighting and talking about going to therapy in what is normally the glow period of a relationship,
right?
Stop it.
So, meanwhile, E! Is reporting that Moss has been cheating on Crawley with an unnamed woman. A source told People of their split.
I don't know her name. She's got a vagina and butthole. That's all I care.
Claire. So, a source told People of their split. Claire feels blank.
It's just unnamed. Other people know her name.
I like that he added in the butthole.
Did you know that was back there?
Claire feels blindsided by the split. She genuinely thought that they could make things work. And after after everything she's been through, she can't believe she's in this place again. Now, other Bachelor news. Bachelor contestant Victoria Larson, the self-dubbed queen of Matt James's season, has a rather tawdry past.
Ooh.
In a resurfaced police report, it seems a 27-year-old was arrested in 2012 for shoplifting groceries in Florida. Several of the items were cosmetics. She was released on bail after 2 days in jail and later accepted a plea deal. Now, I did the math. She was 18 years old when she did that. So, I mean, you know, I mean, listen, she may have been just a stupid teen at that time.
And now here she is, a stupid adult.
I don't know. I don't really know. All right. According to TMZ, Dave Chappelle has tested positive for COVID-19. According to his rep, Chappelle is quarantined but hasn't experienced any symptoms yet.
The problem was he had a whole bunch of shows scheduled.
Yeah. So he had performed in Austin on Wednesday, and he's now canceled the rest of his upcoming shows.
Yeah.
Clearly,
yeah.
That's going
to
be.
And he tends to have a large posse around him, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure they're all getting checked.
Kylie Jenner. This is the stupidest story I have.
Oh, good.
Is it dumber than
of the week?
Justin Bieber flashed a peace sign.
Yeah,
that's
pretty okay. It's on that level.
Right, that was reported from multiple sources.
It is on that level, Steve. No question. So she took the Instagram stories to share a video of her at home shower after a video of her shower at work prompted widespread mockery for its low pressure.
All I did was get out of the shower.
So her low pressure shower is
made
the story.
The news.
So let me ask you this, when I saw this story, why is she being shower shamed? Isn't that the big environmental thing to do? That you have a shower
low
with
pressure.
A low pressure shower output?
It is?
That's like in California, they're very concerned with water pressure.
I didn't know pressure was a thing.
They get special low pressure shower heads.
I didn't know that. So people are busting on her for having low pressure. Now, listen, I love a high pressure shower.
Me
no
too.
Question. If I go to a hotel and I flip on the shower and it starts trickling out, I'm a little
pissed. Hate it.
So
I hate it. There's not a shower massager because that's what I make love to every morning.
She said, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I posted a video of my shower at my headquarters, my offices, which I love. She said, of the pink marble walk-in shower. I think it's an amazing shower. I have no problem with it, but everyone seems to find my water pressure very concerning. To soothe everyone's concern, she shared a video of her high-powered shower at home.
Oh.
And she said, she ended with, thank you, everyone, for your concern. She was joking when she said that, but that made the celebrity news.
That's it. That made it.
It's easy, and I'm sure you'll all agree, to understand why showers and shower plumbing and technology is such a thing because when you like, I now have my favorite shower at home. And when I go to a hotel where there is an inferior shower, I'm like,
it's like somebody's just like spitting on your
I hate it. Yeah, I can't stand it, it won't get hot enough.
I have one shower in my house, Jace's bathroom. It will blast you out of the tub. I don't know why.
Love it.
It fires out of the faucet.
I would not believe it.
And my shower is fine. It's good. I also like, you know, a lot of pressure, but the one in there is like it almost hurts you.
Wow. Okay. I have been. Now, it depends on the shower head. Here we are having an extended conversation about this.
Well, we're everything that rocks.
I stayed at a hotel one time. Now, it was a shower head. The holes where the water comes out of, the multiple holes, were so tiny.
Yeah.
That it was like, you know what I mean?
Like a high pressure.
It was like a pressure washer.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Well, you know, I think...
they shouldn't be taking off your skin.
I think that might be the issue in the bathroom of my house.
All right, maybe.
My favorite shower on the planet is the one at Joseph Anthony. Have you ever been to Joseph Anthony?
I have been there. I don't know if I've showered there.
Yeah, Claire raves about it.
Oh, yeah. If I get a massage, I'll shower before and after. In the little locker room area.
What's so great about it?
Well, there's like 17 different shower heads. They got the rain one.
Those are always great.
And, I like it.
You want to stay in there and just do your work.
I have such shower envy. I can't stand my shower. I hate it so much.
All I do is get out of the shower.
I might have a topic of conversation concerning a shower. Something I read online the other day.
We'll do that later.
Let's hold that.
So hold that thought. Put a pin in it.
Yeah.
Come back to it later.
Demark it.
All right, Lin-Manuel Miranda popped up on Good Morning America, where Amanda Gorman was being interviewed following her recitation of The Hill We Climb, which referred to his Hamilton musical at Joe Biden's inauguration. And so it was a big deal for her. It was a thrill.
That's her idol.
He said, congrats again on yesterday. The right words in the right order can change the world. You proved it yesterday with your brilliant piece. I'm so incredibly proud of you and can't wait to see what you write next. Keep changing the world. One word at a time.
You're better than that.
Yeah. And speaking of the inauguration, obviously the most viral moment had nothing to do with Biden or anything. It was all about Bernie Sanders. And, of course, you've seen all the memes. They're hilarious. Sitting in a chair, arms and legs crossed, wearing a very non-fashionable winter jacket and goofy-looking mittens. But they have a story behind them. But Sanders and his camp are embracing it. And are now selling sweatshirts with the photo on them.
Oh, that's great.
Which is what you should do,
good,
man.
Good.
Yes, of course. And there's so many brilliant ones. The one that Connor just put up is one that I love, is the Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah.
Kat and I were sharing a couple of brilliant ones as well.
You can imagine what that one included.
Oh, do you have the
big guy?
There could be two people making money off that sweatshirt. Do you have the story as to what the gloves are?
A teacher made them. Yeah. They're made from recycled products.
Human flesh.
Human flesh.
Wool.
And she is now in the spotlight. And she didn't just make them for Bernie. Like, she makes them, lots of them. So.
And she, like, gave it to him a while ago.
We're looking at a picture of him. I've seen so many, I can't even remember. I've seen so many Game of Thrones ones.
Yeah.
I've seen where he is actually in the beginning of Indiana Jones, he's the little idol head that Indiana is coming over to. They've incorporated it in everything.
The picture, the actual original photograph, just lends itself to Photoshop because he's not surrounded by a lot.
Exactly. Yeah. It's easy to put him in things because of the way the photo was taken and the position he was in.
It makes me feel better that they're embracing it, though, because at first I was like, oh, this poor old man. He was just sitting there trying to be warm with gloves on that a teacher gave him. Like, relax. So I'm glad that he at least is making sweatshirts.
Yeah, so you can buy this shirt with the picture on it, and pre-orders are $45, and 100% of the proceeds go to Meals on Wheels Vermont.
That's
so they're
going
to make it a charity.
What would you expect to pay for this amazing t-shirt?
Yeah.
What would you expect to pay for this amazing t-shirt?
He's doing infomercials for it. I love it.
Do your bathroom windows leak?
Bernie.
All right. I have a couple other things. Josh Hartnett has three children, he tells Mr. Porter, noting that Tasman Egerton welcomed their third in late 2019.
Who's Mr. Porter?
2019. Wow, this is... I guess people haven't really cared about Josh Hartnett's kids for a while. The pair largely stayed out of the spotlight.
Josh Hartnett reveals he graduated high school.
He said, the thing I am most proud of is that I'm a father of three, and I have a good relationship with my partner and a great family life. He said, and I'm still able to do good work as I've gotten older. The characters have become more interesting. So good for him. He's a nice guy.
We
met him one time.
Yeah, his career just, he walked away.
He bailed.
He felt it was overwhelming.
Yeah, he was.
I think maybe he would like to have some of that whelm back right
maybe,
now.
Maybe. Chrissy Teigen has had a whirlwind few days. She headed to Washington, D.C. with her kids, Luna and Miles, to watch husband John Legend perform at Joe Biden's inauguration. Asked the president to follow her back on Twitter. She actually got a follow back. And then she lost her tooth eating a fruit roll-up.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I can commiserate.
Yeah, you've had that happen
before.
I lost
my tooth with a straw.
The 35-year-old model and cookbook author tweeted, I just lost my tooth in a fruit roll-up. When a commenter asked if it was a real tooth or cap, she replied, cap, but I loved him like he was a real tooth. So, but a fruit roll-up, I mean, there's nothing to that. I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, but if
you roll it up a little bit too much yourself.
Yeah, bite in and maybe it gets stuck in there.
And get too much of it, yeah.
Okay. This is sad news. Randy Parton, a singer and bass player who frequently collaborated with his country legend older sister Dolly, has died after a battle with cancer. He was 67 years old.
It's terrible. I did not realize, you know, you don't think of her with other siblings.
No, I had never heard of him
before. No, and he followed in her footsteps. He released a single called 10 to 6.
Got in a little bit later. Stayed a little bit later.
So Dolly confirmed the death in a statement on Thursday morning, but did not specify when or where Randy died. We have a clip here we're going to play in a second of them performing together. She said, Randy was a great singer, writer, and entertainer.
I didn't know this.
We will always love him, and he will always be in our hearts. He performed with a long mane of brown hair, playing in his sister's band across many years, and he also released his own music, including the albums There Was a Dream and America From Where I Stand. So here's a clip of them singing together. God above, for sending me your love. It's heavenly and I feel warm and safe. Just knowing that you can, you'll always be there to stand by me with promises you made. My reason for the season every year. Oh, you are my present, my future and my past.
I envy you, President, because you have a sister, and I'm sure you used to duet with her all the time.
All the time. No, I mean, it's interesting because he's a good singer. It's interesting what the difference, the slight difference between a good singer and a great singer.
Yeah,
you know what
I
mean? So he sounds fine. He sounds
serviceable.
Really good. But then again, you have people that are a step above that end up getting the fame and all of that that comes with it. But, you know, he had a sister to perform with. So sad news, 67 years old. So little follow-up on what we spoke about yesterday. The limousine Joe Exotic had booked in hopes of receiving a presidential pardon was indeed a bit of a stretch after all, in more ways than one. Team Exotic was reportedly so confident about him being pardoned by Donald Trump that he had the limo parked near his Fort Worth prison and elaborate plans to be whisked away for a medical evaluation and then some pampering after that. So they, like, had plans.
Yeah, I'm coming home.
Him go get a massage.
I'm coming home. I'm done my time.
He was sorely disappointed Wednesday when he was excluded from the list of pardons.
Hey, come again.
And commutations that came during Trump's final hours in office. Exotic had choice words for the former POTUS and his son Don Jr., but it was too little too late. He had said, I was too innocent and too gay to deserve a pardon for Trump. And he said, I only mattered to Don Jr. when he needed to make a comment about me to boost his social media post. Boy, were we all stupid to believe he actually stood for equal justice. His corrupt friends came first, he said.
No, you were just too stupid.
Or just it didn't make any sense, man.
First of all, you're guilty as sin.
Right.
You were... I'm sorry.
And his guilt is, by the way, if you stop and think about it, a murder didn't result. Mm-hmm. He was planning a murder, mm-hmm. and that's what he's in jail for.
Right, right.
On the other hand, his mortal nemesis more than likely committed murder.
Yeah. Right, right.
And she's out.
Yeah. Don't remind me.
It's likely he would have been singing a different tune as he had been, had he been pardoned or had his sentence been commuted. He had lapped praise on Trump for months. to curry favor with him. HBO already, they have upcoming Game of Thrones prequel series, House of Dragon, but Entertainment Weekly reports that it wants to do several more of them. One, according to Variety, is already in early development based on the Dunk and Egg stories.
This is their morning chat show, right?
By George R.R. Martin about Sir Duncan the Tall and a young Aegon the Fifth Targaryen some 90 years before the events of Game of Thrones.
I'm Dunk and I'm Egg.
I don't know these stories. I've read the books. But HBO is also meeting with several top writers, pitching other prequel ideas based on Martin's works. And EW says that the... one being considered is a series based on Robert's Rebellion. I would like to see that. The War for the Iron Throne, a couple of decades before the Game of Thrones event. No sequel ideas are being considered.
Wonderful weekend I had this weekend. I got to fly on a dragon. It's a wonderful thing.
Reach is in it. And then one last thing, surprising no one, Bridgerton has been renewed for a second season on Netflix, yes.
Have you watched any more of it? I have no fascination with it.
No, but I'm considering... maybe going back and watching the whole thing because
watch the King of Queens.
No, I told you I found out the secret because I watched a little bit of the last episode while Rochelle was watching it. She watched the whole thing, but I watched the first episode. It didn't grab me, but then Rochelle kept watching it while I was doing other things in the house, and I would kind of come by and watch a little bit of it and almost get caught up in it a little bit. So I think maybe if I gave it a couple of episodes, I might fall into it.
Is it what they call they used to call them bodice rippers? Like it's a lot of sex.
Yeah, I mean they're like the meat of the show in like the middle of the season
is his meat.
Is his meat and her experiencing sex for the first time. Like it's crazy. There's a lot of sex scenes, but there is a storyline behind it. A love story. You get caught up in it, and you know you have to wait until the end to figure out the twist.
The weird thing about it, and you mentioned this, Kathy, and it was before I'd watched any of it, and I find it distracting. Is Steve? They take. Of the time, musical instruments like cellos and violins, like a quartet, like chamber music, but they're playing modern songs. Mm-hmm. They're playing current songs. And you're sitting there and you're watching a scene and paying attention to the scene. All of a sudden, you're like, wait, know this song.
I know that song.
What?
That's Coldplay.
And then I'm spending time going... what song is that? I'm not paying attention to what's happening during the show.
Yeah, and so initially, when I first started watching it, I thought the exact same thing. And just a couple of, like, discrepancies that maybe you would find and be like, this just isn't correct. But then as I went through the season, I liked it. Like, that's kind of what grabbed my attention then. It was different.
It threw me off because... traditional classical music kind of ebbs and flows with its tempos and its movements.
Yeah.
And this is very rigid, very poppy. And it's just, I don't know.
They needed to be different than The Crown and Downton Abbey. And,
I guess so.
But they've done it before. And that was their...
They've done this before. You remember that there was that Heath Ledger night movie when he was...
Yeah. The Knight's Tale. Yeah.
Then there was also the... there's a show on about... is it Emily Dickinson, I think it's about...
I think you're right. Yeah.
Where they use modern colloquialisms in a period piece. I'm not sure I like that.
Yeah. But about A Knight's Tale, Steve, is that they didn't change the song. They just put, like, you know, we will rock you in the middle of this, you know.
Jousting
scene. I would love to play a Name That Tune with the Bridgerton songs because I haven't watched any of the episodes at all. So I wouldn't even be able to
figure it out.
They're all pop songs, right?
I think most of them. I mean, it took me a little while to, like, figure out. Like I said.
Like, the one I picked up on was WAP, W-A-P, and I'm like, I know that song.
I'd like to hear that done as chamber music.
Yeah.
On a side note, Preston, we didn't get to it yesterday. At some point, we have to play. There's a sea shanty version of the Backstreet Boys song.
Oh, what? Okay. All right, we'll see if we can do that. All right, but in the meantime, we have movies opening this weekend. A movie opening this weekend.
Just one.
Yeah. All right, you know what? That's a 30-second sound clip.
Do it.
All right.
For one movie.
Play it.
Says, do it.
All right, you're the boss.
All right, so Our Friend, a comedy/drama starring Jason Segel, Dakota Johnson, and Casey Affleck is opening. The movie is about the inspiring and extraordinary true life of the Teague family, journalist Matt and his vibrant wife, Nicole, and their two young daughters, and how their lives are upended by Nicole's heartbreaking diagnosis of terminal cancer. Oh, that sounds like a hoot.
Oh, yeah. So the friend.
Says comedy who, drama.
Yeah, wow. Who's Jason Segel, apparently, is the friend who comes in to make them all laugh.
Okay.
All so right. That so laughter set against the backdrop of tragedy.
Okay. Running time 2 hours, 4 minutes, rated R for language and excessively rude hand gestures, it says. Seriously?
Oh, my God. Oh,
okay. Streaming and limited theater release and Rotten Tomatoes scores 80%, so that's solid.
Yeah, it is actually getting good reviews.
Let's go to the clips. Here we go. New film No Man's Land is a modern Western inspired by the real-life No Man's Land area along Texas-Mexico's border. In this clip, Jake Allen wonders if American audiences will feel more empathy towards this twist on immigration. Here we go.
I think American audiences often watch immigration stories and say, oh, that, you know, that's really sad. I'm sorry for them. That, wow, that's an atrocity over there. And I just wondered if the character that was traveling south looked like me, or if American audiences would feel more empathy.
John Stamos.
No Man's Land is in select theaters today. Here's the next clip. Season 2 of Servant brings us back into the home of a Philadelphia couple in mourning after an unspeakable tragedy creates a rift in their marriage and opens the door for a mysterious force to enter their life. And here, our buddy M. Night Shyamalan discusses his choice to use a limited set for the show.
Staying in the house is critical for me and very exciting for me to do an entire show and never leave a house. But I wanted each season for us to grow what we're defining as the house. And so you see in this season, there's a new part of the house that you never saw before.
Yeah! Episode 2 of Servant is streaming now on Apple Plus, and you guys love it.
It's great. And they very rarely do venture outside. And I didn't even realize how much until he just said it. That's how good, tense they keep things on the show.
Nice. All right, we need to take a break. We're going to come back in a moment. We got a lot to get to today. Lots of money, some guests, all kinds of things on this Friday morning. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
WMMR, polluting more than just the airwaves. Hear us at radio.com.
Hey, so I wanted to, I had mentioned we were doing the entertainment report, and there was a news story about Kylie Jenner's shower.
Rip the lid off that.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not call it news.
No, I know. but her low water pressure. So I did, and then we started, of course, talking about showers.
And we became passionate about it.
But I did see it was like a Reddit thread recently, and someone was talking about which way you face during the shower when you take a shower.
Oh, okay.
And so they were saying that when not washing...
All I did was get out of the shower.
Not washing their hair, they face forward. When they are washing their hair, they face with the shower to the back. And so I assume this is a woman who may not wash her hair every day. She has long hair, you know, so some women don't.
My hair's moderate length.
But I didn't know... I'm spinning around constantly in the shower.
You're doing like spins?
I face towards, I turn back.
I have one
forward,
direction.
I turn back. You do one direction.
And I perform.
This is my first I've ever heard of somebody facing one way in the shower.
I perform songs from One Direction, too. So actually, it's actually because of the construction of the shower. So my bath, I have my own bathroom. When we bought the house, it was more like a tub with a, you know, with a curtain that went across, and it was so my brother-in-law built a shower stall,
a walk-in shower,
right? So, but it's shallow. So, if I were to stand, you know, I'd be my shoulders might be touching both sides. So I turn to the side, and I have the shower.
Oh, okay.
So I'm facing the glass. I'm facing the wall. I'm facing the four cats looking at me naked.
But the shower head is to one shoulder.
Shower head is to my left.
Okay, but you can take it down, is that...
Right, I can take it down. I can face it, but to me, I feel like it's a little...
Okay.
I'm a little cramped. But if I turn sideways, then I have, you know, I can move the shower head around. I'm basically facing the door that I came in.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, this is a little different for me, too. I didn't realize that people didn't shower just like me.
Right.
So I stand with my back to the shower, and that whoever texted in was absolutely right. On the days that you don't wash your hair, I don't turn around. I just put something on my head, but it's a whole process.
Like a sombrero?
I have a shower
cap.
I have a shower cap.
That's Michelle does that too.
It's like a whole process if you're not washing your hair for the day. But to me, like I don't turn around until I have to wash my face and the front of my body. But like, you know, normal would be the water on my back.
Huh.
Hey, Casey mentioned those showers at Joseph Anthony, and Casey, I agree with you. They're awesome. But do you ever find that many angles and that many shower heads incredibly confusing?
Yeah, to turn it on.
With all the
controls,
the levers.
They are.
Yeah.
They were all the rage for a while, and there's ones that they have like the super wide round shower head that's at the top.
Yeah, like a rain shower.
Like a rain shower, mm-hmm. Rainforce. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like all of them, but I do like a standard powerful.
Yeah.
Shower massage to gently caress my testicles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are there any psychopaths out there that actually turn the shower on while they're actually in the shower?
Oh, nah. Man, Rochelle does that sometimes.
What the hell?
I don't know. I've never asked her about her. In fact, I've spent our entire marriage avoiding that conversation.
Preston,
I don't know how a human being can walk into a dry shower and then turn it on and let that ice cold water hit him. I don't know how you can do
that. All right. You're going to have to take the kids away from her.
I might have to.
Well, and
I'm going to keep that in my back pocket in case we ever split up.
Your Honor? What did you say? Take these children away immediately, even though at that time they're like 20.
I'm a little bit torn about it because I have a friend, my friend Matt, it lives in L.A., and they definitely have the water shortages out there. Mm-hmm. And so when you're waiting for your shower to warm up, you're essentially just wasting water. So what he does, Steve,
you should waste water.
No. What he does is he actually has a bucket that he has in his shower, and he collects all of that water, and he'll use that to feed his pets. He'll use that to water his flowers, and so that water is not being...
Well, he should also put a butter churn in there, too, so he can take... I mean, to me, it's like so horrible that, you know, and it's smart. It's cool that he's doing that.
Yeah.
I have to warm the water up.
So do I.
Absolutely. Yeah. I do that while I'm brushing my teeth.
Yes.
Yeah. This text says, I have a high pressure shower, and as a woman, and this is what she writes, with large nipples, I stand with my back to the shower because it hurts otherwise.
That's the saying from Spider-Man, with large nipples.
Comes large responsibility.
Right.
That sounds...
With large nipples comes padded bra and large responsibility.
That sounds like it could be the similar shower head to the one in my house. Like it hurts really
your nipples?
Like pelts you. It hurts you everywhere.
That's why I don't like that.
Well, listen, nipples are sensitive. If you had like blasting water on your balls, that would probably.
No, but I like that. I do like that.
Right. I've had that at a hotel where it's been too powerful.
Too much.
And I remember one time I was at a hotel and it had really strong water pressure.
Yeah.
And so I reached up to change the adjustments on, the variety of different output you can get from the shower head, like the massage or the rain or whatever. Yeah. And I hit it, and it turned into the one single jet in the center, it hit me square in the nuts.
That hurt. Yeah.
Oh, my God, did that hurt.
The setting is marked D-nutter.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you just ruined my wonderful experience here.
The one I like is robust, but and also just to feel clean. Like, I need to feel like it's actually spraying... You know, I don't like the dribbly sort of setting.
Well, if it's too light, then you feel like the soap's not off.
Exactly. Yeah. And I use soap.
When I'm showering, and I'll do an example, and we'll use the microphone here as the shower head. But I'm constantly back and forth, and I just because it's warming me. You know what I mean? It's warming the body. I'm going around.
Do
like
you go in like this, Preston?
I turn around. No, I don't do that. I don't cover my nipples. No. But I'm constantly moving around.
Okay.
I have a TV in the bathroom, too. So I turn around and I watch that while I'm...
Do you do the chicken dance?
Yeah. What's that?
Dun, 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 dun.
No, but I... what about you, Casey? You haven't mentioned anything.
Well, I was letting you guys all talk.
Okay.
Which is weird for me, right,
guys? Yeah, for once.
Anyway, I start off... I'm trying to think of what I do. I'm basically... water at my back all the time.
And really?
But when I rinse my hair off, I don't like doing it leaning my head back. I turn around I face it to rinse my hair off.
I don't know, maybe because I prefer, if I have the option, I prefer facing the shower head.
Yeah.
And I will have the shower head hit just below, you know, my
chin.
Right,
top of your chest.
Right, that thing. And I like stepping forward and caressing my body gently.
You should.
Telling me I'm a pretty boy.
It's your time to do it.
Yeah. As you're lathering yourself, I lather my, I use my body to block the water as I'm lathering myself.
Right.
When I'm washing my front, my back is to the shower. When I'm washing my back, my chest is at the shower.
Now, you can't do it because your shower is too small, Steve, but...
I just don't...
I was going to say having your wife in the shower at the same time. I don't like doing it. I like the water on me all the time while I'm in the shower. If I step and then she takes the water for a while, it starts getting chilly and
really
I don't
a place
like
for
it.
Two people.
I know.
I love you. No, shower sex, shower cleaning together.
But it's, you know, if we're both having to be in the bathroom getting ready for the day on the weekend or whatever, and I get in the shower and I see she's taking her clothes off, I like try to shower very, very quickly so I can get out.
No, sorry.
I don't like sharing the shower.
To me,
that's like sitting
on a toilet together. You know?
Do you remember the love toilet?
The love Saturday Night Live. I love my wife, but she's got a really big shower. You know, she's tiny and she's got a big shower. But listen, it all works out.
Let me go to Dave, Casey, because I think he gets in the way that you were asking about a moment ago. Hi, Dave. You're on the air. Good morning.
I demand an apology for you guys bothering me while I'm
here. Oh, yeah. We're sorry, dude. What's up, man?
That's all right. First off, I want to preface this by saying that I am not a bad human being.
Okay.
So my feet sweat a lot, and I've tried a lot of different things to combat the smell of my feet when I get home from work.
All right.
The one thing that I have found is the Goo Gone soap, like the granulated soap, like mechanic's hand.
Yeah.
So I wash my feet with that before, and you have to do that dry, because that soap really only works when it's dry. So I wash my feet with that. But in order for not to get that kind of soap on the bathroom floor, I have to do that in the shower. Now, I then have to turn the shower on once I'm already in the shower. And in the summertime, it's not bad. But in the wintertime, I have to Spider-Man on the walls so the cold water doesn't hit me directly in my nuts, and it ruins everything.
So, that makes
you get
sense.
That's out of necessity.
It does. It's like when you lose lose power or something, you know, and everything's off, the heat's off in the house, and you're forced to take showers. It happened not too long ago, but I remember a couple mornings where I woke up. I forget what was going on, but it's you have to psychologically prepare to go in for that freezing cold water.
Now
I don't have to wash any hair.
It's like I can't handle it.
The only time I ever really had to deal with it, some friends of mine and I took a ski trip, and we were in Colorado or Copper Mountain, and we had rented a condo, and it must have had the world's smallest water heater because the only person who got any warm water at all was the first person to shower. And then after that, for Colorado in the wintertime, icy cold water. And you had no choice. It's either that or not shower.
I was not going to not shower, man. I would rather go into water, like walk into like
freezing cold water
than a shower.
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. Tankless water heaters, you never have cold water, right? Like it always cycles the hot water in, right?
Well, because I think there's actually a heating element on the pipe.
Okay.
So I think that's what, it doesn't have to heat the water and then send it through. It's just always heated.
So for me, it's getting out of the shower that is most troublesome. And
all I did was get out of the shower.
In my bathroom, the heat lamps and I had these heating things, vents that come down. They don't need, it doesn't work. So it doesn't matter. So
Do
you know what I mean?
I exactly know what you mean.
So I have to absolutely dry off while in the shower. And I kind of like, especially in the colder months, I have to like kind of sneak my arm out of the shower door to make sure that the cold air doesn't touch me. Dry off in the shower. Last night, I was so chilly because I shower at night. I was so chilly that I had to...
I got out of the shower.
Outside of the shower, I had pajama pants and a sweatshirt waiting for me so that I could...
You're like a kid.
Dude,
two recommendations, Case.
I used to not be this way.
Two recommendations. There are... So my... thanks to Window Nation, they replaced the window that's across from my door
on the second floor of the house that used to be an issue to make it freezing cold. But my brother-in-law installed it is a heater red lamp.
I need that.
Right.
Mine doesn't work.
You'll find it in hotels. And then also, please, everyone listen to this. Dyson makes, now Dyson's expensive and pompous and all that crap, but they do work. It is a heater and a fan. And if you put it on the heater, you know, setting, you can really warm up your bathroom. They are so incredibly efficient.
Hmm.
So when I go in to do the shower and it's a little bit chilly, I put that on and it's golden.
Case, I spent $40 on a space heater. That'll work too.
Yeah, I guess. So here's what I really need is like an entirely brand new bathroom. You know what I mean? Like everything. Right. I need to rip the shower out, the new toilet. I need to get rid of the bathroom.
Can I jump in with one more recommendation?
Tiles. Yeah.
Get the towel heaters.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Those look awesome.
So I bought one for Claire.
My bathroom for it though.
Well, no, it's a little like sort of box, and it's sort of nondescript. And she puts the towels in it before she.
Okay, so it's like I've seen the ones where you hang the towels over it, and like the bar is heated.
Yeah, there are those. This actually heat the towels in the container and then take them out.
Oh, yeah, I am interested in one of those. I think I've told you guys this before, but growing up in Levittown in Bucks County where I grew up, I don't know if it was just my dad or if it was all of the Levittown houses, but we had to like flip the switch to turn the heater on to get hot water. So like.
Really?
If we all showered in the morning, my dad would always turn that switch off. I don't know if it was saving us money somehow. I'm not sure. But you would periodically go to take a shower and it would be freezing. And so my bathroom, I was upstairs. The tank was downstairs. The switch was downstairs. So I would already be undressed and like getting in the shower, realize it's freezing cold water. Oh. And now I need the switch to be turned. So I would bang and like jump on the floor.
That was the signal.
Turn the switch on!
That's hilarious.
That was the signal to believe, but then it still took like 10 minutes to freaking heat up.
Oh, that just reminded me. I don't remember what it was for. This might be a conversation for another time. But we had a bang on the floor signal too. For upstairs to do something. I don't remember what it was, but I remember that clearly. Bang, 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 bang. It'd be like. You knew what to do.
It was so loud and obnoxious, and I would just like use my heel and bang into the floor.
Yeah.
I got a hooker up here.
Let me go to Vince. Hi, Vince. Good morning.
Good morning, it.
Good morning, it. What's up, Vince?
I just want to say first, Preston, you're 100% right. You constantly spin around in the shower. Whoever stands still is probably psychotic.
Okay, fair enough.
But I had a question that me and my girlfriend have been debating for months, is I get in at the front of the shower by the shower head, and she gets in at the back of the shower to avoid touching the water.
I gotcha. So you have like a tub shower where you can choose. It's not a walk-in shower.
Yeah, just like a regular like tub with the shower curtain.
I would always get in the end where the water, because it was warm by then. You know, I would warm it up first, but I never would get in by the shower head. What do you do?
I get in by the shower. I turn the water on, like wait like a minute or so for it to make sure it's hot, and I just get right into the shower, get showered, and get out. She gets in the back and like works her way into the water to make sure it's hot.
It's been years. I can't even remember the last time. The last time I showered with Claire is 18 years ago. No, I forget it. This is the thing we both realized: happier marriage if we shower.
Well. I don't think Vince is saying they shower at the same time.
Oh, okay.
It's just her technique, right?
Yeah, it's her technique.
All right.
She showers. I think it's ridiculous to get into the back of the shower.
Okay.
And, like,
is there any chance you might be able to let that go and not be an issue between you two?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be an issue. It's more of just a like a petty debate.
I got you.
Well, trade something like on request oral.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. I personally prefer getting in with the way your gal does. So, you know, she's right. There you go. Thanks for calling, Vince.
Preston.
Take care, buddy.
When you put the shower on, I wait to see the first signs of steam on the inside of the,
I don't, because I've got my toothbrushing thing and I know that
and
when
he's
I'm
getting ready
that,
to dance
warm.
In the shower. Yeah, so he's warming up.
Making my moves.
Wait, so, but the, when you slide the shower curtain, I can't get in under the water, because especially if it's a don't wash your hair day.
Right.
Yeah.
It's got to be on, the other side. It's always the other side.
Yeah. All right. Let me ask you, Kathy. Maybe this is something you don't do that I do. At the end of the shower, do you squeegee the glass?
100%. That was actually going to be my next question.
I've just started doing that.
Yes.
So I've just started doing it. Whatever calcium or whatever it is that leaves the marks on your you know, your shower wall, like mine is pretty bad. So if I don't squeegee it, I get those marks quick, and it's like hard to, you know, clean them off.
I squeegee like a mofo.
I get in trouble if I don't squeegee it.
Yes, absolutely. I love Andrea.
I get big thank yous for doing it now.
Oh, no, there's no thank you. It's mandatory.
Something tonight. Mm-hmm.
Here's a text, by the way, Kathy. It says, I'm from Levittown. We had the flip. We had the switch, too.
Yes, okay.
That's stupid. I don't know if
it's a Levittown thing or not.
Why would they have that?
I don't know if it was to, like, conserve energy or the oil.
Don't your faucets have hot and cold?
Yeah, but I really don't know. I'll have to ask my dad.
Yeah, please ask what the whole purpose of that was.
By the way, people are appreciating this conversation. This one says, this text says, this is seriously a conversation that needs to be had. I could not agree more with what Casey said about getting out of the shower into the cold. It makes me hate showering. And I always felt like I was the only one. So I'm glad other people feel the same.
He's spot on. Like, yeah. I get the, like, deep chills. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Casey?
I think I'm going to die. I'm not sure.
Space heater and or the Dyson. The Dyson is a mofo.
Or an entirely brand new bathroom.
Or an entirely brand new bathroom that has heaters everywhere you look.
Right.
That you'll do endorsements for.
That I will totally do it.
Or don't do endorsements and violate FCC rules.
And they get fired. So the also another difference between men and women, or at least in my situation, is you
genitals.
Guys. Yes. I also have a date. No, I'm just kidding. I wish I could say that. No. So I understand getting out of the shower and it being cold. However, I'm okay with it being a little bit cold. I would never put a heater in the bathroom because then you have to blow dry your hair. If the room is already hot, like, I'm sweating by the end of blow drying my hair.
Okay.
So, like, it being a little bit cool, like, even with the steam from the shower sometimes, it gets too hot.
This has a built-in thermostat, so it keeps it at a perfect temperature. Right, and I actually, but let me ask you this. When you get out of the shower, do you immediately wrap yourself in a towel?
I do not.
Oh, my God.
I
dry off in the shower.
Oh, me too.
I
don't shower with that towel.
When I lived at home with my mommy, and I had, like, I had no concept
mommy,
of...
Mommy, come dry me.
I had no concept of what people did around the house. Like, I used to use two towels every single time. Like, now I use one towel and I
for
use
like
it
a week.
For like a week.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, God, laundry sucks, right?
I know.
Dude, my mom... Poor my mom
had like
two towels every single time. One around my waist, one around my torso.
I have a completely separate question because Kathy said with drying the hair and getting too hot and sweaty. After a workout.
Oh, yes, it's the worst.
And then you shower and you
and
get
you're
out
still
and I'm
sweating.
Like, I'm sweating.
I have to shower again.
Dude, I take a shower. So here's what I do in the summer.
I hate that.
I have my clothes laid out back in my room. And the AC, I put the AC on with the ceiling fan. I come out of.
Do you stand in front of it?
Yeah,
I go out. Yes, I would. It's a good idea.
Just to dry off.
I'm sure.
Like, I didn't go through all this to re-sweat.
Uh-huh. When I was in high school on the swim team, our practices were 5 in the morning. I had no idea that, listen, you're swimming like 2 miles in practice.
It's a workout.
That is a workout. I was sweating, but you don't know you're sweating because you're in the pool.
Yeah.
You don't know that you're sweating until you go to put your school uniform on and everything is just sticking to you. Yeah, I had no clue.
Somebody wants to vouch for the towel warmer. I'm going to go to Tom. Hi, Tom. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, bud? Should I just say that every time?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, Tom, what's up?
I don't know. We were getting our shower.
Oh, my God. He's possessed.
He's an alien.
I'm sorry.
What happened,
Tom? What happened?
Yes, I'm here. He still sounds like it. Tom, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Your connection is horrible, Tom.
WMMR goes into lockdown. Yeah.
It's horrible. I heat my towels in fire.
I'm going to kill all of you.
I bathe in the River Styx, which is molten fire.
Oh, my God.
That is the most terrifying phone line I've ever heard.
I feel like we need to get clips from him.
Let's see if it clears up. Tom, are you still there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm still here. Is it better now?
He's calling from Jupiter. Wow, Tom, your phone line. Your phone line sucks, bud. So,
oh, man.
But it's awfully entertaining. Call back another time. Wow, that was bizarre.
Your mother is in here with us.
And it's Linda Blair's birthday.
Yeah, it's
perfect. We were just talking about that earlier. Wow. All right, let me see. We're going to have to wrap up here in just a second, right, Case? Coming up. No sad dough, no sad bro. Hang on a second here. I'll go to Sean real quick. Sean, good morning.
It's shower time.
It's shower time, bitch.
All I did was get out of the shower.
What's up, man?
I just wanted to endorse the space heater in the shower room. Prior to taking the shower, you turn it on, you take your shower, you step out, and the room's nice and warm, and it dries you off.
Yes, it's glorious. And you don't start sweating. You just make sure it's a gentle warmth, and then you move on. Yeah.
All right. One last call, because Joe has had to shower on a submarine. I'm sure that's it.
Oh my God,
Joe. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Preston. How you doing?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Well, you talked about showers. The most unique experience I had, I was in the Navy for 20 years and submarines for 16. So, the Los Angeles class submarines I served on, there were 135 guys and only six showers.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And once, you change watch sections every 6 hours. So, one-third of the crew, over 40 guys, is in the showers trying to get ready to go up on watch. You got these guys that are walking around with towels in a very cramped space. The showers themselves were about as big as a linen closet in your bathroom.
Oh, my God.
And they
Joe,
had five-fold doors.
I have a question. I've seen that when at sea, because water is a commodity, obviously, or fresh water is, did they regulate? I've heard that some people have to take the one-minute shower when they're at sea.
Yeah, they call it a Navy shower. You get in, and the shower heads themselves had a little button that you could push in that would shut off the flow of water, and then you pushed it out, and it would resume.
So you,
but what you would do, you would get in, you would wet yourself down, you would shut the water off, soap yourself down, wash your hair, shampoo your hair, and then turn the water back on to rinse, and then get out.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, man.
But the worst thing is if engineering needed fresh water, they used to have to send massive amounts of fresh water back to the tanks in engineering.
Mm-hmm.
They would secure the showers. So one of my worst memories was getting up to get ready to go on watch, but I went and worked out first for about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went back to the head to take my shower, there was a sign hanging on the shower door. It said, "Shower secure. Merry Christmas."
Oh, man.
On Christmas Day.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks.
Well, thanks for your service, man. That's Submariner service is a hell of a lot of work. It's pretty wild.
You know what? It was my privilege, my honor, and I like to say it was like the best 16 years of my life with the guys that I served with and the places that we went, the things that we did.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Well, jokes were legendary.
I'll bet, man. All right. Thanks, Joe. We appreciate it, buddy. Take care. Everybody's got their own techniques.
Yep.
And I'd never heard of the facing only one way thing. But there you go. You'd never, Kathy, like she said, she thought everybody showered the same, but we all have our own way. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to have a chance for you to win $500. No sad dough. The first opportunity, bizarre file as well. So we'll be right back. Stay with us.
At MMR, we're kind of lazy about that whole resolution thing. So, we resolve to let you fill in the blocks all weekend. You know how it works. We queue up the first two songs from your favorite bands and then use your request for the third. So make sure to listen all weekend at home on that new smart speaker of yours or on the go with the always handy, easy to use MMR app. It's a fill in the block weekend. Be a part of it. See, because you fill in the... Yeah, you get it, right? 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Before I do the B-file, I'm going to do a shout-out, if you guys don't mind.
Uh-huh.
I got this from a guy named Joe Keach. He says, hey, I'd like to request shout-out for my son, Chase. He turns 13 on the 21st, so missed it by a day. Today's 22nd. Last year, I would drive him to school, and we would always listen to you guys. He became a fan. We had a short drive, but we would wait until a segment would end so we could start the day with a good laugh. Unfortunately, with COVID, when COVID started, he has school virtually, so ended our morning ritual. But he knows that I listen to work, and when I get home, asks me about what happened on the show. Anyway, I'd like to give him a shout out to him as he is officially becoming a teenager. So this is from Sherry and Joe, his mom and dad. Here's your shout. So happy 13th. Welcome to the world of being a teenager.
You're a man now.
That's right. All right, let's hit the B-file. Here we go.
Now, WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you by Godshall's. All the bacon taste, 80% less fat. Make the switch to Godshall's real wood-smoked turkey bacon. And check out the new Make the Switch campaign with Brian Westbrook at Godshall's.com. Well, he owned a company called The Monkey Whisperer. But federal officials say Jimmy Wayne Hammonds wasn't just whispering to primates. He was illegally breeding and selling them. According to an unsealed indictment, the 57-year-old is charged of conspiracy, trafficking, and submitting a false record in violation of the Lacey Act.
So this is the Joe Exotic of monkeys.
Exactly it. There's a federal law passed in 1900 that bans the importation, exportation, and sale of wildlife that was taken illegally.
My fellow Simeon brothers, we don't have to take this.
The U.S. attorney says Hammonds conspired to sell a capuchin monkey to a buyer in California who couldn't lawfully possess one. Prosecutor says Hammond also sold endangered cotton top tamarins to buyers in Alabama, South Carolina, and Wisconsin and tried to persuade a witness to lie to an officer about it. He's also accused of submitting false documents to an officer. He faces up to 20 years in federal prison.
Yeah, I mean, that's animal cruelty.
Yeah, on the witness tampering charge, 5 years for the conspiracy of the Lacey Act violation and one
year. Yeah, that's him.
Allegedly endangered species violation. So that's a hefty sentence he's facing.
Number two, step forward and say no bananas for you.
A bill to establish, this is legit, okay?
All right.
To establish a Bigfoot hunting season was introduced in Oklahoma on Wednesday. Representative Justin Humphrey wants Oklahoma Wildlife Commission to establish a Bigfoot hunting season. I saw an interview with a guy on the news today.
Well, here's the deal. They're not going to get one. No. You can charge them the fee for the license.
Well, that's what he's saying, is that there will be income to the state for Bigfoot licenses.
The one issue is Bigfoot's a primate.
Uh-huh.
So it's not like you could, people confuse deer for humans.
Uh-huh.
What if you see somebody in an especially shaggy coat through the, that could be a problem.
That's the first thing I thought of, yeah. Steve. I thought he was a Bigfoot.
Sorry, Earl, he's a jacket you're wearing.
Humphreys represents a large part of southeastern and south central Oklahoma that is famous for Bigfoot sightings. They even host a Bigfoot festival every year. This year's activities were canceled due to COVID, of course. But according to the bill, it says the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Commission shall promulgate. Is that how you say
that? Yes, promote.
Promulgate rules establishing a Bigfoot hunting season. The commission shall set annual season dates and create any necessary specific hunting license and fees.
Have you ever been to Seattle? Have you been to, like, Mount Rainier in that area?
No, I never have.
So, you know what? You know, but you don't know. It is cool to be there and go, I wonder.
If passed, the bill would be effective November 1st of this year, so we'll see. This is pretty cool. A BMX rider from Alberta, Canada has broken a Guinness World Record. Max Genikovsky of Calgary broke the record for performing a 2,160-foot manual. Now, a manual is a wheelie trick where the rider is not allowed to pedal while the wheel is off the ground.
Wow.
So it says Genikovsky
gynecologist
said that he had long aspired to set the record before making this attempt, which smashed the previous record of only 1,112 feet. His wheel was off the ground, to give you some perspective, just under 2 minutes without pedaling.
Going down a hill, I assume, right?
Doing a wheelie.
So he's using his body. He got up to speed, clearly.
Yeah, it might be a slight down.
So, but you see,
he's
kind of downcline.
It's a downcline.
Yeah, it's a robber climb. He's doing. He's twerking.
I don't know. It looks pretty flat to me, but yeah, Casey, wow. It might be a slight down.
Klein.
Klein. Name's Klein.
Down
Klein.
Klein.
Mm-hmm. Robert. Right. Anyhow, it's impressive. We're watching the video right now.
It kind of looks like he's kind of humping the bike, air humping.
Yep. As a general rule, if you do something questionable in real life, you shouldn't brag about it on social media afterwards. 18-year-old Layla North, who lives in Australia, was arrested after she drunkenly climbed onto a McDonald's counter and was twerking as police tried to arrest her and then locked herself in a bathroom. A few days later, she commented on the story, which was posted by a local newspaper on Facebook, writing, "Just wanted to get a bucket and a mop for this WAP." And ended up in with a court date instead.
I'm shaking my bum.
Police caught up with her the next day and arrested her. She faces 7 charges, including public nuisance and assaulting and obstructing police. And I guess that wouldn't have happened had she not posted about it. A cow that was on the loose in a Massachusetts town for more than 6 months.
Six.
Finally been captured.
This is another catastrophe.
Dartmouth Animal Control says the black cow escaped from a farm in Westport in June 2020, repeatedly evaded capture by fleeing into wooded areas. And local residents said the cow spent many of the ensuing months wandering around her property, which is set back in a wooded area. Animal Control ended up capturing the cow after they lured it into a trailer. And in the time the cow was loose, its owner moved away and relinquished rights to the animal. Authorities say the cow will stay at a Dartmouth farm temporarily before moving it to a permanent home at an animal sanctuary.
I mean, cattle, so as long as there's grass and things, you know, the cow would be
fine.
Yeah,
they can be all right.
It doesn't need, like, pork chops.
And then one last story. If you like claw machines, you may want to head to Japan. That's where a video game arcade has been awarded a Guinness World Record for the largest number of claw crane machine games in one venue.
Do you enjoy those things?
As a kid, yeah. I did. I think they're stupid now.
We were just about to pull off a super huge claw game at the Camp Out for Hunger, but we couldn't get the permits, I guess.
Well, you need an official operator and all this other stuff to use a real.
You always have to be safe.
Big crane, but they have 477 of them. All of them are UFO catcher claw crane games, and they're all in Sega Shinjuku Kabukicho. The arcade reopened in December and is dedicated exclusively to claw crane machines with sections marked off according to prize. I used to love those when I was a kid. They would be at, like, the local fair that would set up. And the thing I always tried to get was a Zippo lighter. But never could get it.
I was pretty good at them. The thing is that the claw strength is always kept just like...
Oh, yeah. My kids love them. Carter's great at them. Yeah. Like, anytime we're at a restaurant, you know, that has those, he'll be like, you know, we'll be in the middle of dinner. I'm going to go play the claw crane machine. He comes back with 3 of them.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
He's just great at it. My friend Billy was great at it, too.
Hey, Kath, what are those things called? Were they called squishies? Do you know what I mean? They kind of smelled good. And this is only, like, 2 summers ago. You would get them, it would be
They
were like really, really soft and squishy. It would be like a taco or a
Marissa
cheeseburger.
Knows.
Yeah, yeah, not when we were kids.
No.
Yeah, they were squishies.
Yeah. Okay.
Like an ice cream cone. Or,
yes.
Yeah, they're real, real squishy. I know what you're talking about.
Those were all the rage on the Wildwood Boardwalk in the crane machines there. And, like, they were actually fairly easy to get, Steve, because you didn't need...
A lot of strength.
Yeah,
a lot
you
of
didn't
grip
need
strength.
Torque.
Yeah, they purposely do that.
And then sorry, go ahead.
Well, not related to the squishies, but Preston, there's a restaurant on the way to Ocean City, Maryland, where you use the claw machine to pick out your lobster.
That's awesome. And does a small revolver drop down and you can mechanically put a bullet through its head?
Yeah.
Why don't they have for the beef when you're picking out your burgers? Why don't they let you wander into a pen with a shovel and beat the cow to death?
All right. That is what I have in the B-file for you. By the way, we have just a few minutes left for you to enter the word now, N-O-W. That is it for No Sad Dough. So once again, the word is now. It is worth $500, and we would love for you to win it. So make sure that you don't miss your chance. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Listen to all the WMMR podcasts as well as a live stream on your Alexa-enabled device. Just say, Alexa, open MMR.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro, get personalized deals on the products you buy most, and choose your shopping style. whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors. Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro, get personalized deals on the products you buy most, and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
So we're going to do a couple things here. And by the way, Marissa, the list you printed up for me, I lost it. I can't find it.
Holy hell, she just gave it to you.
I'm looking for it. But Marissa does have some, apparently some news to share.
Breaking news.
Oh, my God. Does this have to do with the bump?
The bump?
Stop it. No.
Oh.
Well, two things. There's a new list coming your way.
It's you now.
There's a new list coming your way. All right, good.
Connor, make sure Casey does not see that.
Okay.
Secondly, so yesterday afternoon, our engineer Keith was walking around the building and he had a couple.
His pants off.
Yeah, no, they were on. He had a couple gentlemen with him and they walked into our area and he grabbed me real quick and he said, Marissa, do you mind talking to these gentlemen? And I said,
I think I know what this is.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
So I had no idea. So I kind of like smiled and I thought I was just giving a tour of our studio or something like that. That happens all the time. So as we're walking in, Keith goes,
"Now dance for them."
They're from the glass company.
Oh! Oh!
The window?
The window.
So as they walked in, I was the last person. I closed the door. I was like, "Welcome to our hell."
And was it black in here?
No, it was light. But even better, they have heard every time we have talked about the windows because I've sent the audio to our engineers and it has been forwarded on to them. Guys, this got serious. So there was two guys that introduced themselves. They were from Philadelphia. Then one guy goes, "Hi, I'm from Chicago." The other guy goes, "Hi, I'm from Missouri."
Wow.
Or no, Minnesota. Wait, I have a
Do you know Peter Cetera?
No, Minnesota.
No, not in the band.
This was like a caucus of bigwigs here to fix our windows. God.
Good. Right.
So, but like, we have enough pictures chronicled of the, and again, I know to perhaps audio. If you're listening, you're wondering, this seems very first worldly. And it is, we understand that it's mm-hmm. but
it's the quality of our life.
Psychologically, it's horrible.
If you don't know the story, they added a section under our building that put an extra layer of windows outside of our layers of windows. It's this vestibule thing that goes up to the sixth floor or whatever.
Because they're very tall at Philadelphia Insurance.
But around 8:10, somewhere around that time, they start to tint. And then they get really dark. And we're looking at sunshine outside. Now, part of what we do is convey what we see outside the window and what kind of day is, what the condition is. It's just a direct connection. You know that we're experiencing the same thing that you are. And it also, from a psychological point of view, it was confusing as to, are we about to get dumped on by rain?
Yeah.
Is there an eclipse? It just looked weird. It looked strange outside. And so it was messing with us. And they have heard it. And hopefully they're going to fix it.
So, was that your take on it, Marissa?
Yeah, so one of the last things the guy said to me, he said, well, we've heard your show a little bit. And I thought, oh, you guys were in town. You listen. I was like, oh, no, you're talking about the clips that we sent you. So he said, I can't wait to hear you guys talk about it when we fix it.
All right.
Listen. I can't, like, employ how much, like, this has gone up to the big wig. So I have to thank these guys. They're from St. Gobain is the name of the company, and Sage Glass. And a bunch of them handed me their cards. And when I got home, I turned over, and one of the guys has a hologram on the back of his card.
Oh,
that's how important this guy is. And they are in our little Philadelphia radio studio here to fix this for us.
Oh, that's St. Gobain. Gobain or Go Batman?
Yeah, man. Listen, when the first time that we had a day where they had turned off the tinting on just our top layer and the other windows were tinted where they were intended for the other company of Philadelphia Insurance, I was like, oh my God, that's great. They fixed it. They figured out how to not tint just our particular windows. And I was like, please, let's send them a handwritten note.
Yeah.
Thank them so much for it. And then the next day it was right back at it. I was like, oh, I want to thank them for considering this and for taking care of it because it's very much appreciated. It's important to us.
We felt like George Clooney in The Perfect Storm when there's the break in the storm. And then the clouds start to form again.
It happens again.
We're getting out.
Yep, exactly. All right. Yay!
Yay!
I love it. All right. So just I want to try this out on Casey. A little while ago, we were talking about Kathy. I'd mentioned that they've renewed Bridgerton for a second season, which is a huge hit for Netflix. Yeah. So of course, they're going to do that.
Because it's a lot of humping.
And I had talked about watching some of it, and it throws me off the music that they use because they use a string quartet. And, you know, it's a period piece. It's set, I don't know what years, but it's
like 18-something.
Early 1800s, probably. Maybe even 1700s.
Well, what kind of cars are they driving?
you know, it's had the big fins on the back and stuff like that, Casey.
Yeah.
Steve, but nonetheless, it sounds strange because they're playing current music in a string quartet form, and it kind of threw me off a little bit. So, Casey, you haven't heard these songs?
No, and Steve, have you?
I saw 5 minutes of Bridgerton. I don't think it's my thing.
I'm thinking you might be able to play as well if you wanted to.
All right. If you
think you recognize the song, speak up.
I'll buzz in.
But these are
My buzzer.
And by the way, these are pop songs. So
about your dad?
They're pop songs and they're current. Some of them are within the past few years. Some of these I don't recognize.
Okay,
but we can try it out.
Kathy, you gonna play?
If you don't know what songs they are.
Yeah.
All right, you want to try it?
Yeah, let's do it.
So I'll play one. Here we go. And these are usually playing in sex scenes, by the way. Does it sound familiar at all?
Oh, I 100% know it. I just don't know the name of it.
Oh.
It's on my phone.
Here we go. Ding, ding, ding. Do you know the answer?
I see what your dilemma is because it sounds familiar. Yeah. I don't know.
And that's what drives me crazy about watching that show. I'm like, I know that song, and I'm not paying attention to what's going on. Oh, yeah.
Yes, he knows it.
Girl Like You, Maroon 5.
Yeah.
Yes, Girls Like You by Maroon 5.
I don't know if I know that song.
Okay.
I'm not a big Maroon 5.
Yeah.
Let's go to number two here.
All right.
Try this one. This one you guys know. It's not hit the recognizable part yet, so hang on.
Oh.
No. Who's that?
Da 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 da. That's Taylor Swift. Da 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 da. Is it like, it's not like American Dreams.
I don't know.
You got one word right, Casey.
Something Dreams.
Yes. Wildest Dreams.
Wildest Dreams.
I would not do well.
Wildest Dreams. I knew you knew that one.
Oh, man.
I don't have a young girl in the
house. Do you want to hear it? Here, this is what it actually sounds like.
I can see the end as it begins. My one condition is
I like that it's, you know, pop music.
You do like that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here,
on me.
Now, I don't know if you guys would know this one.
You just like the dude.
I don't know this one. Here we go. I don't know if I know the song or not. Are you buzzing in?
No.
Okay. Anybody? Is that
not a clue?
Sounds very familiar.
Not a clue.
Wait.
Well, who's the artist, Preston? Who do you think the artist is?
Kathy's getting it. Hang on.
Come on, Kathy. Think about it. Think about the sex scenes.
See, this is one that I recognize the melody. Had no idea what it was.
All right, who's the artist?
It's by Shawn Mendes.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, and Camilla.
Yeah, I told you they were pop songs, so. It's called, what, Nick?
Is it, In My Blood.
Yes, he's got it. Nice job, yeah. Nick. Ding, 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 well ding, 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 ding.
Here, this is what it sounds like. I don't know if I know that song, but...
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just can't. It isn't in my blood. It isn't in my blood.
Okay.
Yeah, I recognize that one.
See, I would not... So I would still be left with the conundrum of, I think I know these songs, but I don't know them.
Right. All right, here's another one.
You need some K-pop songs, Steve.
There you go.
Give me a BTS and I'll rock that bitch.
Here we go. I'll bet Casey gets this.
Oh, yeah. I know this.
What is it?
This is Ariana Grande. Please?
Mm-mm.
Please don't?
No.
Sue, please? Bitch, please?
You got the artist right.
Bitch, please. Oh, thank you, next.
Thank you, next. Hey. Team effort. Nice job, guys. All right, I don't know number five at all. I've never heard of this artist. I don't know this song. Do you want to try it?
Give it a shot.
Yeah.
Could be my favorite artist that I've never heard
of. Yeah, you guys might get it. I have no idea.
These are all during sex scenes?
Some of them.
A lot of them.
Yeah. While this is playing, by the way, somebody says, thank you. These songs have been killing me. The only time I ever wanted to see the credits. Somebody had texted in earlier and said, if you have closed captioning on, it will tell you what song is playing.
It won't just say cello?
If this drives you... Well, sometimes they just say, you know, atmospheric music playing. But if you... For this show, they'll tell you the title of the song. The sun is starting to shine through our window. Just
beautiful.
As
we know the windows are going to be fixed.
I love it.
I have a boner.
Does it sound familiar at all?
I need a hint. I need an artist.
Celeste?
Yeah, nope.
Yeah, see, I've never heard of Celeste.
Oh, pepperoni pizza!
No.
No, because I got high.
That's Afro Man.
Yeah.
Oh.
What is it?
It's Celeste. It's called Strange. Featuring Hilary Smith.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Okay, that's awesome.
It's in the realm of pop music that
might as well have been recorded during this time.
Last one. Here we go. This is from Bridgerton. Here we go.
Tiling off?
No.
Stop it.
sometimes you queef. What is this song?
You guys, you know this artist, female artist.
Ciara?
Huge hit machine right now. She's a little moody.
Got it.
Nick? Yes, we know.
Nick?
Billie Eilish.
Yeah. Song?
Billy, bad guy.
Yes, yeah. He got it.
Okay.
Are you cheating? You're not here in the studio. Are you looking at something at home?
No. I'm playing along. I'm listening. And I love Billie Eilish.
Okay.
Yeah, she is great.
You want to be impressed.
Have you guys ever heard of the Vitamin String Quartet?
That's who's playing this.
Yeah, they've done a lot of like rock albums. They did a Pearl Jam one.
Really?
See, the part you're playing, I would have known.
Right. Oh, you guys see the...
That's it.
Duh. Going into work. Windows always dark. Windows always dark. When we go into work. Never see the sun.
Never see the sun. Yeah, seriously.
Windows always dark. Why do we are here? Who's gonna fix it? Windows always dark. Think it's night time when it's 9 a.m. o'clock.
9 a.m. o'clock. Did you guys see the video that she shot of herself? She's sitting in a room with her brother. Her brother's across the room.
Phineas?
Phineas is across the room. And she, because you wouldn't know this to look at her, but she's
got huge boobs.
She's got really big boobs.
That's been brought up. And she's addressed it.
And she addresses it in this video where he's just sitting across the room. And she, as hard as she can, slaps her boobs. Have you guys seen this one?
No.
And it sounds like bam. And she does it a couple of different times. And
this is not a music video.
No, it's just a home video.
No, it's just
with her brother?
Yeah.
What's happening?
She's showing how she makes her string bean casserole.
No, she was just... trying to crack herself up, you know?
And just joking around.
Yeah, just joking around. Marissa wrote a note saying we have to listen to this Celeste song because it's amazing.
Amazeballs?
Amazeballs.
Like legitimately amazing?
Yeah. Is that okay. Bridgerton 5? Is that what that is? All right, I want to hear it.
What could I do?
Sounds like Adele.
I touch your head to or pour your thoughts into my hand, but now I can't.
Slightly more soulful than Adele version, but yeah, I hear it, Casey.
Does Bridgerton music contain a lot of song?
I don't watch it.
Lyrics? It's mostly just
It's all straight. It's no lyrics, okay. Yeah.
No, this is the actual
this
version
the actual
of the song
okay.
we played a moment ago.
I am still me. You are still you. In the same.
Got a great voice, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Oh, do you want to hear the Billie Eilish boob slap?
Yeah.
I mean, this is violent. And she does it to herself, by the way.
All right, please. We need to let people know that.
Here we go. Okay.
Okay.
That had a little echo to it, but yeah, here we go.
Okay. Oh, and then the other part is her dog is sitting there. Clearly, the dog just had
surgery,
so it's got that cone on its head. And she slaps her boob, and the dog looks up like, what was that?
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a, that's a weird little vid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I liked it then.
She's actually looks smiling and happy.
Yeah.
That's a nice change.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, she just completed the song about the darkening windows.
Oh, okay. I understand that. Wow, interesting. Okay, so, well, that was fun. You did okay. But listen, it's hard to figure out. Like, the Taylor Swift one, I remember watching the show, and I'm like, I know that song. What is that song?
You know, name that tune is coming back on.
I did.
Right, so.
What's her name is hosting it?
Jane
Krakowski? No.
No. Jane Lynch?
Sonya Sotomayor.
No, she was on Ally McBeal. She was the daughter in the Vacation movies.
Oh,
of Eddie's
Jane
daughter.
Krakowski.
Jane Krakowski. Thank you.
Oh,
yes,
she
she's the host of it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I loved Name That Tune when I was a kid.
You know who's like used to be a perennial on that? Kathy Lee Gifford.
Was she?
Yeah, she was.
She was a singer.
She was one of the singers.
No,
I thought she was a dancer.
Guys, uh-uh. No, she was a dancer.
Thanks. Oh my God.
Because when they was you'd use vocalist, they
right.
would sing essentially like scat singing
right.
the melody, and on this one they're doing also another thing they would do was use the piano, but I believe you get clues right, and
yes.
that's how they give you a clue, and then you say I can name that song and I can name that tune in five notes.
So and what's you get, you, I guess the dollar or point amount diminishes the further in you go. So if you go, if you get it right off the bat, huge take. And you know, you watch that game and people would get it.
Right.
Like, yeah, with one note. Yeah.
Sure, because the clues led right. them down to the path where they would be able to know what the song was, usually.
Right.
And you would face off against another person. They right. would say, I can name that tune in five. No, I can name it in four.
I can name that tune without ever hearing it or yeah. being here in the studio to listen to it.
We did something similar here, and I was really proud of myself because I had Fish songs, Preston, you had Beatles songs, Nick did Pearl Jam, and we did 2 second clips.
I did Billie Eilish.
And you did Billie Eilish. But we had 2 second clips of a song, and I was able to, I got them all right. And I was very proud of myself.
No, you're good, yeah. man. I mean, listen, bands that you listen to. But even that said, this is not one of my strengths. I'm very good at being able to look at high school pictures and pictures of people as kids and figure out who they are. That's one of my things. But the name that tune thing is not a strength of mine.
Yeah.
I can see a second of a movie.
Okay
and
at it.
Know mm-hmm. that, so I'm pretty good with that.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just don't have the chops for this.
My kids are actually pretty good at identifying songs, you know, just through a couple of
reading the titles.
Reading the titles. I'm like, it's almost cheating, really.
So they can hear a snippet and then yeah. they'll know the song?
There's a snippet, and I always hate bringing up Fish, but there's a snippet. There's a song that Fish does called...
Well, bring up just the animal.
Sleeping Monkey is the name of the song. But in the middle of the song...
I'm getting tired.
In the middle of the song, before they break it down to the guitar solo, they play a snippet of Let It Be. And my daughter's like, wait a second, isn't that the Beatles? I was like, oh my God, I'm so proud of you. I love you so much. Yes.
Do you have
yes,
the song?
It is the Beatles.
Do you have the song that they're ready to play?
Do I have
I'm doing this for him.
I thought that they were, had identified a Fish song.
Nah, well, they.
Which is kind of interesting because well, the quickest answer I think I've ever gotten from Casey's wife, Diane, was when I said, do you like Fish? No.
Yes, she does.
No, she
yes,
does
huh.
not, dude.
Yes, huh.
Like, I mean.
Immediately.
Immediately. You like Fish? No.
Alrighty.
She likes. She doesn't love them, but it's. Yeah,
she doesn't love them, but she despises them.
So wait, what was the? Oh, there's a guy. He's an audio producer for Fox, like NFL,
right.
And he plays Fish songs going into commercial, and it's right. been it's turned into this thing within our community. And my son noticed. He's like, wait a second, that's Fish. I'm like, oh my God, I love you so much. It's kind of like how you are with.
I was
your
on
kids.
The fence about you before.
Your kids and the Beatles.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Most definitely. When I hear them singing along. To a kind of like an album track, yeah. like Dr. Robert or something like yeah. that. I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You love them. You really do love them. What are we listening to? This is what?
Yeah, this is the Sleeping Monkey where it goes. Oh, God. Here.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
Listen, this is the drummer.
The day that you arrived, my sleeping monkey is revived.
This is the drummer.
This is
it's okay. kind of a joke.
It's okay. It's a joke.
On the train.
Here you go.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, okay, a little nod to the Beatles.
Yeah.
And then they play out the guitar solo. That's cool.
Yeah.
Sleeping monkey. A lot of people don't know Let It Be. It was originally about a sleeping monkey.
Was it?
I was.
Yes, it's a song about how monkeys don't get to access mass transit.
It was originally when I find myself in times of trouble, sleeping monkey comes to me.
Okay.
So
on the tube.
But it was, and then they changed it because
throwing poop and just let it pee.
Sleeping monkey.
Oh, dude.
We should take a break because we have a guest in about 13 minutes.
Man, or something else I was going to bring
oh,
up.
Oh, man.
I don't remember what it was.
Was it about monkeys?
I'm still thrown off by the Bridgerton stuff. I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah. All right, anyhow.
That was kind of a potpourri, a witness sampler, if you will.
It was different. You know what? And as Nick was saying, and by the text I'm seeing come in, that band, Vitamin something the other. what are they called, Nick?
Vitamin String Quartet. Look them up. They're great. They do a lot of rock music. They do a lot of pop music. They're really talented.
Well, we can play around with that.
Yes.
With some songs that we might be more inclined to know.
Right.
And what, Marissa?
We did it like 10 years ago.
The same, but by this group?
Yes.
Okay.
Nick Murphy and I are laughing because we're turned into those people who like remember this.
Who laugh at things.
Remember stuff.
Oh, dude, listen.
We've turned into people who laugh at things.
I remember
the youngins.
Nothing anymore.
No, Casey, you remember everything. That's why I'm so surprised when something gets by you.
Oh, man. I was saying to my wife yesterday, like, I remember
why don't you love fish?
Pre-getting sober. And then after being sober, I'm like, I don't remember anything in the last 9 years.
What, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, you do.
Yeah. No, I got to start, like...
You show up every morning here. You never forget the address.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
All right. Casey's right, though. We have a guest coming up, so I want to go ahead and take a break. Don't forget, we have another shot at No Sad Dough on a No Sad Bro Friday, mind you. So stick around for both of those things. We'll be back in just a moment.
MMR spotlights the best rock in Philadelphia with Jackson's Local Shots.
That's right, and this month's band is Party Muscles. Party Muscles, your Local Shots artist of the month. Check them out every Wednesday at 6:30 right here on the Mighty MMR.
And you can hear and see more now at WMMR.com. Keyword, Local Shots.
Sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers. Find a band that rocks her world at Family.
93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks. Philly.
Our next guest is going to be at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow. There are two shows each night, and we have had... her partner in crime on before, Christina Hutchinson, who's a fan of our show.
Yeah, she's great. They're both great.
Yeah.
There's greatness here.
They do a podcast called Guys We Effed.
Yeah.
Which you got to love.
Uh-huh. And yes. Very popular.
And she's a Jersey gal. Please welcome Corinne Fisher to the show this morning.
Hello.
Hello, Corinne. How are you?
I'm great. I'm live from my hotel bed. This is great.
To get a live performance from your hotel bed, we are honored. So you're obviously in the city now, the city of brotherly love, correct?
Yeah, I performed last night at Helium as well. We had a Thursday night show.
Okay, all right.
Corinne, you're in a hotel, and we had a lengthy discussion earlier about showers. How's the water pressure in your hotel? Because that's always my judge of a good stay in a hotel is the bathroom and whether or not the water pressure in the shower is any good.
I can go and check right now, but I haven't showered yet. You don't need a shower for Thursday night.
You don't. You probably came down from New York. Yeah, that makes sense. Sometimes I take a shower before I go to bed, and then I have my warm milk and I watch Matlock. That's absolutely appropriate.
She's got the whole day, man.
Yes.
She's got to work tonight, so I'm sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And speaking of work, and this is cool that Helium has this, obviously there's a limited capacity, but you're also streaming the show, correct?
They didn't tell me that, but sure, yeah.
Okay.
I need to start reading contracts.
and Carrot Top's opening for you. No. That's part of the deal. But it's good to have this. You know, everyone's just, as we've said many times before, just chomping at the bit to get back to some sense of normalcy. Obviously, some of our comedian friends over the past couple of months have been excited about the notion of returning to performing. So are you experiencing what we hear them telling us? It's a little awkward, diminished room and all that stuff. And, you know, what's your take on how things are progressing?
I mean, it's a little awkward, but I guess those are people who sell out shows. So
don't diminish you.
We actually do sell out. I was very excited because this is like the grand reopening weekend, and we played Helium before. We always sell out the whole weekend, so there was a lot of pressure to sell out like the reduced capacity.
Sure.
But people came through last night. It was excellent, and it was super. It was super well run. Like, everything is clean. Comedy clubs are disgusting, so every place is way cleaner now. Like, people are like, oh, is it safe? I'm like, it's safer than ever.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're exactly right.
It's funny how there are silver linings all over the place.
Yeah.
Glass half full. Yeah.
Christina, I wanted to ask about the podcast.
I'm the other one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jesus Christ. Corinne. Sorry
about that. The other one.
That's okay. You can call me Preston.
Dude, I get Steve all the time. I get it all the time. And I don't even say anything. I'm just like...
His wife calls him Steve.
Yeah. But listen, so Corinne, the podcast, I mentioned that. I'm going to have to listen to the most recent episode because I believe that's you did your drunk ASMR.
Oh, well, that's just a YouTube video, so anyone can watch that. But, yeah, we did do drunk ASMR. We do little videos just because we're on a platform called Luminary right now, so there's some countries that can't access our show. We pulled a Howard Stern, and we said, we're going to take a check, and we're not going to let you listen to us anymore.
Yeah. It's a bold business move, yeah.
Yeah, business ladies. But, yes, we do like, some segments on YouTube. One is called Did That Help? And then we just started doing drunk ASMR, which is super fun.
Okay, because I have ASMR. I had it since I was a kid and didn't, you know, maybe like 10 years ago, I found out that it's a thing. It wasn't just me being weird, although some people think it is. But what types of things did you guys do to trigger people who have ASMR?
Well, you know, we just took, we tried to reenact a Delta flight at one point. I took a Biscoff cookie wrapper and quietly crinkled it into the microphone.
Okay.
And then we, Christina, who you've had on the show before, I don't even know if this is an appropriate story. There's no curse words in it. You know, you just you have your hand on the button. But she has a habit of going to the doctors and getting breast exams when there's no breast exam necessary.
Oh, like that's hilarious.
Like from her dentist?
Yeah, no, legit from an orthodontist. I am like, I'm the big sister she never had. So then I have to whisper in the microphone that wasn't necessary to get, you know,
so your braces loosened. This is ASMR for deranged people, which is great. You know, it's funny though, and I don't know if you've found this, Corinne. I think a lot of people now, it sort of has become trendy, and you have like a lot of actors and actresses record YouTube videos with this, and they're doing the thing. And I think a lot of people claim, Preston has had it all the time that I've known him.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people claim it the way gluten-free became a thing. Like people suddenly had gluten allergies that they didn't have before. But do you find that ASMR is now kind of a buzz thing to have?
Yeah, I think feel definitely. But I mean, I guess if you like, you know, everyone likes or hates a whisper. I guess it like elicits a strong response from anyone.
Right.
So that's what it, to me it is. Like, you know, I just feel like, oh, it's like having a boyfriend, but without any of the baggage. You know?
Right. Yeah, whispers don't do it for me. It's very specific things like keyboard sounds and stuff like that. But
ooh, I do love to hear someone typing. So that makes sense.
There you go. So we had a thing, Preston. Corinne, where we had, like, Preston was able to identify, because we used to have sort of a communal office area where there was everyone typing on various keyboards. Mm-hmm. He could identify people simply by their typing sound.
I was blindfolded. We did it. Yep.
Yeah.
And I could nail. I knew
that's
who was typing.
Firmly entrenched
like
he is.
Face. It's terrible. I like it.
Hey, kudos to you guys. And it was kind of a thing that we have as well. You know, Joe Rogan goes off on you guys and is very complimentary about that, about your show and the whole deal. And it occurs to me, and he's sort of a friend of our show as well, but that you know, you've managed to, with your subject matter and everything, you know, I don't want to say like you're guys, girls, or you just transcend every sensibility. I think because what you do, especially with your podcast, seems to resonate with so many people. Was there a planned method behind that, or did you just happen to fall into it and find that voice that you guys share by happenstance?
Number one, thank you. Number two, I think Christine and I had been a comedy duo for like 3 or 4 years before we started the podcast. So we had a flow together, and we had kind of seen comedy from a woman's perspective from the inside, but we didn't start with a message. I think when you start with a message, especially as a comedian, it comes off really heavy handed.
Right.
So we just wanted to, I had gone through a really bad breakup. I was dumped by the former love of my life in a Panera Bread.
Not a Panera.
Yeah.
They have muffin tops at Panera.
I was dumped in a Panera Bread after I paid for his You Pick Two combo.
Oh, what a cad.
100% true. And I had a real nervous breakdown. Then I just started thinking about like why I did that, and to learn more about myself as a girlfriend from the people who knew me best, which were ex-boyfriends, people I had slept with. And I pitched that idea to Christina, and she thought it was great. And I wanted to call it specifically Guys We F. I wrote it in the notes section of my iPhone, and I was like, this is it. And I just like, you know, like when you have an idea and you just keep waking up and thinking about
yeah.
it. And I even told my mom about it, and I had the recorder on because I was like, she's going to flip. She's going to absolutely hate that. And she just turned to me in a gas station, and she was like, that's a really good idea. And I was like, oh, God, everyone loves it.
Home run. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we found out it was just shame. Like, shame is the big factor that's keeping everyone from having good sex, from achieving their dreams. It's literally all shame. So that was kind of like what we figured out.
That's a salient point.
All right. Now, important question. Because of what happened to you in Panera, can you ever eat their awesome tomato soup anymore? Or is that, have you PTSD from that?
Okay, so real talk. There was a year when I couldn't. Like, I was, and you would pass by all the time, especially on the road. There are Paneras everywhere.
Yep.
But now I'm okay. I have, you know, I just dipped right back in there.
All right, that's what you got to do.
That you reclaimed it. Yep. You reclaimed it.
Yep.
I took the meaning of Panera back. So.
Nice. Hey, is it tough? All right, this is another real question here. With being a duo and doing comedy shows, you know, do you get paid half as much as everybody else because you're two people? Is that a roadblock?
You know what? Another great question that I never. I mean, yeah, I guess we do.
Okay. Well, no, you both. So, you know, I would. Or at least they should lie and say they. Well, I assume you're not just getting a standard. You would be paid as much as a regular one act would, wouldn't you? Or that'd be criminal.
Yeah, we're not getting paid standard. I mean, you know, we have a good agent,
and you have a strong following.
Because there aren't that many comedy duos. Yeah. There's just a handful.
That would be an outrage. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I think, you know, obviously, like, when you sell out, you get bonuses and stuff. So, I mean, it's not like we're doing door deals. Like, we have, you know, negotiated rates. So, I'm guessing it is higher. But, I mean, still, it's only the same amount of chairs.
Sure, sure.
We're doing okay. We're perfectly happy. Okay. The main thing was that we got them to start booking us two hotel rooms many years ago. because people think we're just like besties who want to sleep in a bunk bed. And we're like, yeah, no, we need to like maintain this friendship. So we need separate hotel rooms.
You know, the thing about you guys and also, you know, just the general vibe and the notion of the podcast is that I've always loved material like this, because I would always recommend, now I've been, you know, married for 24 years now and happily married. But for single guys, we used to have these singles mixers, you know, pre-COVID, and we'll hopefully get back to that. And you try to give guys advice and, you know, real deal advice, not, you know, stuff that you see in porn movies. And the thing is that I say, listen to what women tell you. Listen, I always say, like, this is a podcast that guys can glean usable intelligence from. And have you ever had someone profess to you that they were able to, you know, connect better to women or up their game because of listening or taking the experiences that you guys were relaying?
Oh gosh, yeah, all the time. And that's great, because that's doing a service, you know, for heterosexual women too. Obviously I want to talk to them directly. But it's helping us when we have men behaving better and
right.
And also not even behaving better, just like knowing what we want more, knowing what we're looking for. It's helpful all around. My latest recommendation was that every man watch Promising Young Woman, which just came out.
Is that good? It looks great.
It's really good. And it's hard because people have a, you know, a preconceived notion of what it's going to be about. And I'm like, guys, not only do I have, you know, 7+ years of doing the Guys BF podcast, I have a BFA in film. It's an hour and 53 minutes. It'll really like tell you what it's like to walk a day in a woman's shoes.
I know nothing about this. What is this? What it's a movie?
It is a movie. It's starring Carey Mulligan. A lot of other people, you know, comedian Bo Burnham has a huge role in it as well. And it's about assault, but they kind of made it into a thriller. And a woman who was sexually assaulted, her best friend kind of seeks revenge on a lot of people from their life.
Okay,
and
so she pretends she's at a certain point in the evening that she's completely inebriated. This is her thing, and then she gets goes home with the guys, and then reveals that she's not. I have to see it because it's getting rave reviews.
Okay.
Yeah. I really liked it. And I was happy that I was seeing men responding well to it online too, because I mean, for me, I just was like, I laughed, I cried. I loved it. I thought it was great.
Awesome. Okay. Well, listen, this will probably make you feel good. And I'm keeping an eye on the text messages that are coming in. You are not the only person to be dumped at a Panera.
Oh my God!
I'm seeing a few people. I kid you not.
Oh my God! Wow,
this really person I'm looking at was dumped at the Cherry Hill at Panera.
Is that the next?
It's probably. It's casual. It's fast casual. You can get a nice meal and get
quick
out of
access.
It quickly after you break it off.
There are people there that you don't want to cause a scene.
Yeah.
I never understood the breakup at a restaurant. Well, like, there are tons of people around. Like, that's so rude.
I understand why a Panera, because everything can be put into a to-go bag.
And you can quick zip out.
Quick get the pastry on your way out.
I did take a brownie to go. I was looking at it for days, and I was too sad to eat it.
Oh,
that's very honest, though. Yeah.
What's your relationship status now, Corinne?
I'm dating someone who I hit on by commenting on their Instagram.
Wow.
Hey, good for you.
Seriously.
COVID-19, baby.
And did they happen to be in the same region that you reside in? Did you get lucky in that regard?
Well, the reason I hit on him was because he was someone from the New York City comedy scene, and he made a big announcement that he was leaving, and I commented, well, there goes one thing off my bucket list. Oh. And then he responded, I'm here for 2 more weeks.
Nice.
I guess I really made an impression, you know? So.
Yeah, well, you just brought up something that has been, people have had to sort of, be fluid in the way they're dating. And so there have been some, I like to see the glass half full, that we'll take some things out of this that will be enhancements to our life going forward. What do you think is, as far as in dating and romance department through COVID-19, what is a takeaway that will persist, do you think?
Maybe don't move in with people after 2 weeks, even though you medically feel like you have to.
You are so right. Really, so many people thought, oh, well, I'll just stay with this because I'll have company through the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So many people. I'm friends with a divorce lawyer who's been on our podcast, and he DM'd me, and he goes, wow. He's like, so many divorces and so many fast marriages. And I was like, yeah, no, I know. I mean, I've seen my own Instagram feed, and you're like, these people don't even like each other.
that's one thing. So let me ask you if this advice holds true, and I've given this before. I tell people, get good at being by yourself. That was always my modus operandi in life, because I thought, this way I would never be dating out of just boredom, or never get into a relationship simply to have the trappings of that. So do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, that's great advice. I mean, society has forced me to learn that on my own.
Right.
My personality, but I think it's great for everyone. I love spending time alone. I have full conversations with my dog. I, live in a Manhattan apartment alone and just stare at the wall. It's great. It's a real sense of comfort and ease. And then you're like, if I meet someone, great. If I don't, that's also fine.
Like, like when an Edgar Allan Poe story ends with them finding the body and the cats eating the body, I consider that a win.
Right.
I love that we somehow got to Edgar Allan Poe. He's my soulmate. I don't want to say tarot because that sounds fake.
Right.
But I there's an app called The Pattern, and you can run like old timey celebrities on it. And I've always been obsessed with Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh yeah,
he's my dead soulmate.
Oh, there you go.
Well, you have to go to the Edgar Allan Poe house here in Philadelphia while you're here.
I've already been there. I have little poses at Raven statues. My mom is a teacher, so I didn't have a fun vacation for, I don't know, about 32 years. A lot of, like, Colonial Williamsburg, Civil War reenactments.
Casey hates Colonial Williamsburg.
No.
Well, you thought it was a scam.
I was disappointed to find out
it's not real.
It's just all, like, brand new buildings that were built to make it look like it was old.
So knock it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, did you think the people were actually from Colonial?
No, but you know what? I did ask the guy, because, you can't smoke cigarettes anywhere anymore.
How old are you people?
And so I asked the one guy who was dressed in the Colonial gear. I go, hey, where can you smoke around here? And he was like, this country was founded on tobacco. You could smoke wherever you want. I was like, I love this guy. So we ducked around a corner and smoked a cigarette on the corner.
The actors stick to it. My dad once, at the Renaissance Fair, there's people going around, begging for money for the Renaissance Fair.
Right.
My dad once gave one of those actors a half-eaten hot dog, and she ate it. And I was like, that commitment is real. And then my dad gave her $20 because he was like, I can't even believe she did
it. Wow. Totally. Wow. So she was starving?
Selling it.
There you go.
Yeah. It's such a commitment. I loved it.
That's great. Wow. All right. Well, listen, we love that you got in touch with us. Be sure to tell Christina we said hello.
We'll
send people in the direction of Helium Comedy Club shows tonight and tomorrow, two shows each night.
And it is confirmed that your shows are not being streamed.
Oh, they're not.
No.
All right.
Being streamed. All
yeah,
right.
Well, I think we did speak to our agent about that. We like people to come in person. We force it on others.
It kind of seems what comedy clubs are supposed to be about, right? So it makes sense that you'd want people to come down. It makes sense to me. Yeah, yeah.
And there's different live shows. We have a live show coming up actually on February 13th on Rush Tix. So that's a different animal, though.
All right, awesome.
All right, we'll go take a shower and have a great show tonight, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks. Corinne Fisher, guys.
Yay!
I love it. I have to see this movie. I got a number of texts coming in saying that that it's really, really good.
I saw the commercials for it, and I'm like, this is one of those quirky things where you're like, it's going to F you up a little bit, and mm-hmm. I love that. And
what's
she's
it called
great.
Again?
She just mentioned
just had it.
Promising Young Woman.
Thank you, Nick. So she's the actress. It's Friday.
Down.
Give me
Carrie
a
Mulligan.
Carrie Mulligan, of course, is any Mumford and Sons fans know that.
Mrs. Marcus Mumford.
Mrs. Marcus Mumford. But she is, taking revenge in this way, and so there a couple of the scenes show her acting completely blotto, and she gets back and then the second she reveals she's completely fine,
right,
they freak.
Yeah,
because they clearly had a plan in motion. Yeah.
Wow, interesting. Okay. We have a couple minutes, right, Case?
Yes, sir.
I think it's time to stroll the grounds of the Just Saying Institute.
Oh my God.
Because I have a few things that I think are worth passing along here.
The Just Saying Institute. I didn't know where we were going to it, so I couldn't come up with some BS.
Sorry, I sprung it
That's
on you.
It's all right, but yeah. It's an impressive facility located in West Virginia.
Oh!
Sprawling over 1 million acres.
I found the cover songs
there it is.
Sheet that Marissa printed for me was in the...
Oh, perfect.
It was in the Just Saying Institute.
Just Saying.
They have everything. Oh, that's awesome, Casey. One more time, please.
Just Saying.
That's the nice. Dean, Whitey okay. Bulger.
I didn't know that.
Let's see.
Just
Let's go. You guys ever heard of a coping toolbox?
I know what coping is. Or are we talking about coping as in...
As in dealing with.
Oh, okay. Not around your pool.
Yeah,
not that.
Yeah, coping with life.
Dealing with something.
Okay.
So to help deal with stressful times, you should have a coping toolbox. That is according to Dr. Catherine Booger.
No, come on.
Really?
No.
I
will not take advice from someone named Booger.
It's I'm with you.
Unless it's how to get along with your frat friends.
B-O-G-E-R. Booger?
Let's go with
Booger.
It's too late at this point. You already said it.
Even if it's Booger, I mean, come on. She's lived her whole life as Dr. Booger.
Yeah. I changed it to Dr. Loogie.
I love Dr. Booger.
Yeah. Plays mean guitar, doesn't she?
She does, yes. Okay. Booger Presley on the mean guitar. Dr. Catherine Booger, who specializes in treating anxiety, says that people of all ages can benefit from having such a toolbox, and it's easy to create one. This isn't a metaphorical toolbox. It's an actual...
All right.
Flesh and blood.
Can I guess what's in it?
Sure.
An Allen wrench set.
No.
You always need an Allen wrench.
That's a real toolbox.
Oh, okay.
This is a coping toolbox.
For it's the stuff around your pool.
First, you get a box. Any box will do. And you fill it with thoughtful items that you feel help distract you or help you relax.
Sounds like something that Martha Stewart puts together when she's doing meth.
For example... You could put in index cards with funny jokes written on them.
No.
I'm going to hold that box when I jump off the bridge.
That make you laugh.
I would use that box to beat her to death.
Here's something I would put in there. I would put in, and I'm not I am not joking, a coloring book and some crayons.
Okay.
Oh, it's soothing.
Well, adult coloring, like the, that I can see.
Yeah. I've recently looked up adult coloring books and
what were the results?
Well, no, because most of them you have to use colored pencils, and so I need to find a good set of colored pencils because
I have them.
I got a good set.
I have so my wife got me Batman comic books.
Can't believe we're talking about that.
Coloring books.
Yeah,
and I have a pretty impressive set.
I know somebody.
You gonna give them to her?
I'll give them to you.
No, no.
Return, I'd like a home brewery kit.
Do you use it?
I don't.
Oh, you don't? So bring it in.
I'd use it for a little bit. I'll give it to you.
Yeah. I'll color Batman.
I know somebody that may or may not have been me that ate magic mushrooms one time and was having a really, really rough time and having a bad trip and came across a coloring book and crayons and sat down for at least a half hour and was able to calm themselves down.
That focused this person,
mm-hmm.
this mystery person, yes. and they were able to keep it together.
Do you remember what the coloring subject was?
No, no.
Were you able to stay in the lines?
I don't remember that. I just remember this person was sweating and was, you know, about to defecated. lose their marbles.
So you really think that it helped this person, you, get through it?
Yes.
That's actually interesting. Okay, listen, you could also put in hobbies that you might forget that you really enjoy.
Like surfing?
Yes, you put a surfboard in there. It's important to note that the strategies for stress relief will vary from person to person, according to Dr. Booger.
Dr. Booger, can I be honest with you? No, I'm just asking because your name is so hilarious, I can't be honest.
They recommend creating a note with a quote that gives you hope or a card that says, I need to charge up or I need to go for a walk.
Remember, Dr. Booger loves you.
Dr. Booger loves you. Wait, can we go back
Dr. Booger.
I want to go back to coloring for 1 second.
Okay.
Rock me, Dr. Booger.
I actually told Nick about this. I told Nick about this last week. So a friend of mine told me to get this app on my phone. This was a few months ago.
It's called Booger app.
No, it's called Happy Color, right? And it's like I told him, I said, you're going to download it and go, is she serious? This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen, which is what I thought when my friend told me to get it. I'm like fully addicted to it. All you do is like it's basically coloring, but on your phone, and you just tap the spots as to where the color is supposed to go, and like it creates this beautiful picture. And at the end, you get a little video of your progress, Preston.
Wait, is it like paint by numbers? Is there a stencil that you're essentially?
Okay, here, let me
show
open
us
it
you
up.
Did.
She's going to load up the
it's
app.
It's oddly soothing, Kathy. I appreciate the recommendation.
Cancel out of Pornhub.
Right? And so, like, I've used it a couple of times. Like, I mean, I'm not really playing like any of those games that we had on here. So, like, if I'm sitting in a doctor's office or something, right. I'll pull it out and it's like, it's fairly soothing.
Now, can you run one?
Of course, I didn't purchase the non-ad app. So, give me a minute.
Yeah,
the commercial's almost over.
I do,
it's Dr. Booger.
I do crossword puzzles and play Free Cell if I need to just to occupy my time. Okay. Yeah. So, there's a, by numbers.
It's paint by number. Okay. It's like the color is set to where it goes, but like some of them are more difficult than others. So like sometimes you'll be left with like a few spots that you haven't filled in and you have to find it. Trust me, it is stupid, but
it won't let you move on until you finish one.
You can move on, but you won't finish the whole. So at the end, you'll have to go back and find it.
Oh, okay. That seems interesting. You know what? I don't know if there's an app that's like this, and I don't know why I'm bringing this up, but I used to find as a kid, there was something that was fairly soothing. Preston, I don't know if you remember, you move your finger around it. There was paint under some acetate, and the different colors of the paint would blend together as you moved your finger around. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, I forget what they call that.
Yep, I don't know.
I'm sure there's got to be an app equivalent to that. I found that very soothing.
Hang on a second. I'm going to go to Scott, going back to the coping toolbox. Hey, Scott, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I just wanted to call you and tell you that back in college, we used to call what I guess they're calling a coping toolbox. A friend of mine did something that's like a DSL line, if you get my drift.
Okay,
And years ago, they said the person said, what you need is some Twizzlers, because they wanted to eat Twizzlers. That's what they were so into at the time. So we just always referred to that then as any time that anybody had a problem like that or needed something to play with, we always called it a Twizzler. So I don't know if that would mean anything to you or not, but it's just kind of funny that people in research now come up with this.
And with your DSL.
Yeah. For 30 or 40 years, you know?
Well,
so DSL, did you mean D sucking lips?
No.
That's what I thought.
That's the DSL I know. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
I couldn't make the connection by the end of the story, but
nothing like that.
Okay. What does your DSL stand for? If it's dirty, use a euphemism.
Oh, no, it was just a rearrangement of the letters, like such as...
LSD! Oh. Okay, I gotcha.
I imagine this guy going, bro, I was just giving Eddie oral and I need a Twizzler to get the taste out of my mouth.
All right,
I would have gone with SDL, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Scott. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
So other items that you could put into your coping toolbox.
These guys are very comfortable with each other.
You could consider putting in your box, Kathy, scented items.
No, thank you.
Choose scents that are pleasing to you. Create a playlist of songs that evoke calming or pleasing memories. Put in an item to utilize your sense of touch. For example, a smooth rock, silly putty, a stress ball, etc.
Okay.
And finally, you can include visually appealing items.
Ah. We've got Bush. We've got Bush.
That's Dr. Booger for you.
Photos of loved ones or places you've been.
Yeah.
And you should turn to your box when you notice your stress levels are starting to rise, or reach for it periodically throughout the day for a more proactive approach.
I need to turn to my box. Okay. So I actually have things that I go to that I don't keep in a centralized, you know, like things that I just distract me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's actually not a bad idea. And while reading this, I'm like, okay, I could see, if not for me to turn to when times are bad or whatever, but just a box of some special things.
I wronged you, Dr. Booger.
That might be kind of nice to keep in there. Dr. Booger.
Dr. Booger.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see what else we got here.
Just saying.
This is Just Saying Institute. Thank you very much. How about this? And we'll stay with personality and mood issues.
All right.
Researchers from two UK universities find that teenagers can catch moods from their friends.
Yeah.
And that bad moods are actually the most contagious.
Yeah.
This is Dr. Per Block.
Dr. Loogie.
But this guy's name is Per Block. P-E-R is his first name and Block is his last name. Okay.
Better than Booger.
Of Oxford University says it is an important finding as it could help researchers begin to understand why people fall into prolonged low states.
So basically what the suggestion is that if you're it's being passed around amongst friends and they can't extricate themselves from this loop.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm. I think it is harder, I think, to make people happier when they're down than it is to depress people. But I also think that depends on what your outlook on life is to begin with.
But I guess misery loves company, too.
Yes.
I mean, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So
that's with the Jack Tripper, right? Mm. No, Three's Company.
That's Three's Company. So it says, understand why people fall into prolonged low states, as well as how it may be possible to provide emotional support leading to improved mental health.
Do you, are there people that I, you know, in my life that seem to savor being down, and I will talk to them, I try to pep them up. And sometimes it works. A lot of times I think I can approach it in a way that it seems approachable for them. But it is. Do you have people who you've had to remove from your life because they're so perpetually down?
Downers. I'm sure I probably have. No, nobody's coming to mind right now.
You're currently doing that right now.
I am.
No, me. No, me.
Oh yeah.
Is it me?
You're a downer right now?
No, currently removing downers in your life.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
See you later.
I guess if it's someone, it depends on the level of your relationship with them already.
Right.
If it's somebody you want to help and is close to you,
right.
that's a different story. But if it's someone who's kind of a outside of your sphere
right.
and maybe has that potential.
You can detach easier.
Yeah. I could see that, Kath.
Yeah. Like there's I have friends who are like, when I speak to them, I'll know immediately like what type of mood they're in. Mm-hmm. And you're like,
gotta go.
Well, no, that's the thing. It's like, well, she's super down. I'm not going to be like, oh, hey,
yeah.
I got to go now. You know, so then I end up having to be, you know, talk to her.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
My, so
make sure she's
I've been, I think, like my mother was very empathic and would sort of, you know, mold herself to what people were feeling to try to, you know, help them, I guess. And I think I've done that a little bit. It can be a dangerous thing to do because you pull on their you know, negative energy and it can be detrimental.
It can be. Watch out. All right. This is a cool thing from the Just Saying Institute.
Just saying.
And this is this is about medical advancements. And this is encouraging. Now, there's going to be a long way to go. But German researchers have enabled mice that are paralyzed after spinal cord injuries to be able to walk again.
I mean, oh, my God.
Reestablishing a neural link hitherto considered irreparable in mammals by using a designer protein injected into the brain. You know the ramifications of that?
Yeah, man? It's going to destroy the mouse wheelchair industry.
People may lose their job. Yeah. Listen, people are going to be able to walk.
It's going
to
be cataclysmic.
Mice are going to be able to walk again. Let's keep our eye on the ball
Come
here.
On.
Spinal cord injuries in humans often caused by sports or traffic accidents leave them paralyzed because not all the nerve fibers that carry information between muscles and the brain are able to grow back. But the researchers from, Ruhr University Boca managed to stimulate the paralyzed mice nerve cells to regenerate using a designer protein.
Dr. Turdballs is very encouraged.
Right. Which is pretty wild. So when I thought I had ALS, I was having these muscle spasms, are called fasciculations, and it really scared me. And so I went to a couple of neurologists, and one of them explained to me the way nerve cells work. And,
yeah.
And I may be a little bit off base on this, but for the most part, the nerve is a single cell. It's one thing.
Yeah.
And once you lose that, there's no way to regrow those. That's the thing. You can't regrow nerves. And so that therein why those, you know, when you have nerve problems, that's why how final it is usually,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. This has been the holy grail. This has been the thing. Now we have things that are prophylactic or I should say a separate, like exoskeletons, mobile exoskeletons that could allow people to walk with these, like a war machine, in, you know.
Yeah, to at least have some ability.
Ability, yeah. But if you could regain, and if you can regain that ability to walk, then as you get older, or people who have just natural deterioration, I assume you'd be able to refresh that ability as well. So people have balance issues.
The main doctor, Dr. Turdball, said with a relatively small intervention, we stimulate a very large number of nerves to regenerate, and that is ultimately the reason why the mice can walk again. The paralyzed rodents that received the treatment started walking after 2 to 3 weeks.
That's amazing.
The treatment involves injecting carriers of genetic information into the brain to produce the protein called hyperinterleukin.
Mouse of walkatosis.
They're going to have to change that when they get the humans, though, right?
Hyperinterleukin. Interleukin gluten galbin 6.
Yes.
The team is investigating if the treatment can be improved, and he said that we also have to see if our methods work on larger mammals.
Right.
We would think of
like
pigs,
whales.
Pigs, dogs, or primates, for example. And then if it works, we would have to make sure that the therapy is safe for humans, too. But that will take many, many years. So probably not in our lifetime.
But never say never.
Yeah.
That's what James Bond taught us. And I think that this is, a lot of times people will, you know, everything starts a geometric progression. I mean, knowledge fires off additional knowledge. Everything goes out in waves. So I think this can increase exponentially. I wouldn't be surprised if we're looking at something, you know, these things come and people say, I never thought we'd get there. I'm always amazed, like when they said, you know, travel at the speed of light.
Yeah.
Never be achieved. And it still seems like impossible. However, they're starting to do things where they're sending particles at the speed of light. So, you know, we'll see. You never know.
Yeah, yeah.
We're also going to have a bunch of really, you know, athletic mice.
Right. I thought that was pretty great news.
That is good news. So, every little, you know, baby steps or mouse steps.
Mouse steps, if you will. We'll see if that continues to advance.
That's great.
We should we take a break?
Yeah.
All right, that's
just
all the time.
Just saying.
For the spend on the Just Saying Institute. But we will return another time.
Just saying.
I promise you. Let's take a break and come back because we don't want to miss your opportunity to win some cash. We have $500 yet again, no sad dough. And we will reveal exactly what your keyword is going to be at precisely the strike of 10. So we'll come back in a moment with that. B-File coming up, too. Stay with us. We're back.
At MMR, we're kind of lazy about that whole resolution thing. So we resolve to let you fill in the blocks all weekend. You know how it works. We queue up the first 2 songs from your favorite bands and then use your request for the 3rd. So make sure to listen all weekend at home on that new smart speaker of yours or on the go with the always handy, easy to use MMR app. It's a fill in the block weekend. Be a part of it. See, because you fill in the
Yeah, you get it. Right? 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
So we got like three or so minutes to play with. Steve, you had said earlier there was a sea shanty song.
Yeah,
that
AJ McLean from Backstreet Boys, right?
I don't know.
Yes. So he did a sea shanty. Yeah, Casey would know more. He's giving Bill a recipe for souffle. It should be there. It should be there.
I don't see it on here. Was that sent over, Marissa, yesterday?
Today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Mm. Oh.
She's
you not see it?
Raising her elbows. Where'd you get that cookie, dude?
Okay.
What?
So as long as we're killing time here.
He's over here eating cookies.
What do you have?
I can smell it.
It's a cookie.
Listener, Terry, or Tara.
Oh, she's... this is where you talked about this.
Her son works down the hall.
They smell really good.
She made... Well, you may have some.
No, it's okay.
She made cookies for all of us.
Oh, okay.
But really, just me.
Is that why you have all of them? Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to? I'm not putting them in the
to-go container.
Those are specifically for me because I like.
What are they?
Chocolate chip cookies without chocolate chips.
Yeah.
So he's eating our cookies right now. He's going to take his cookies home.
Casey, it says Casey special non-chocolate chip cookies.
Mm-hmm. So he also he did offer them very early on this morning. He was very generous.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway,
AJ McLean, Backstreet Boys. Case, you have it yet?
Cookie. Marissa is sending it over.
She is sending it over.
I'm dying inside.
We are. There it is. Yeah, right. Shanty.
All right, here we go. Let's check this out.
You are my fire, one desire. I believe when I say that I want it that way. Am I a fire, one desire? Yes, I know it's too late, but I want it that way. Tell me why ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I never want to hear you say. Tell me why I want it that way.
So I'm assuming he wants people now to jump on there and throw harmonies on to it.
It's pretty good.
Which is pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah. That's not bad. I thought you might like that. A little ditty, what you call a ditty in the biz.
Mm-hmm. Right under that, we have something labeled as the Billie Eilish boob slap. I know we played it earlier. But...
No, this is the second one.
Oh, this is the second one?
Oh, yeah.
It's her slapping her own breast.
Yeah.
Hang on a second here.
Wow. God, that
was... So he's over there playing. That's her brother Phineas playing music in the background, and she just smacks her boob.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So wouldn't that? Okay. So I and she does smile, and it's good to see her smiling and happy. But
yeah,
Kathy, if you were to, I assume a side slap generating that sound would hurt, right?
Yeah. I mean, well, it looks like I'm guessing to make that sound. Well, I see she has a thin shirt on.
Yeah.
She can't have a bra on, at least not a padded
or
bra.
Or not a padded bra.
Oh, yeah. She's slapping herself right in the front. I saw the side one. I didn't realize it went on from there.
She did it a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to, certainly not going to feel good.
Because I'll hit my ball sack with a ball peen hammer.
Yeah. And
it hurts.
Oh, okay. Every time?
Ow.
Ow.
Why do they make these hammers?
But it is nice to see her smile. You just don't see
weird.
That.
You don't,
Okay. All right. Well, we've killed enough time. It's 10 o'clock. You guys ready?
Here we go.
93.3 WMMR presents. No Sad
Dough. Here we go. I have a chance for you to win $500 with No Sad Dough. And this word is what you need. It's gold. G-O-L-D. Have until 15 minutes after the hour to enter it. And there are three ways to do that. Via text to the special contest short code number, which is 45911. Or to be automatically entered for the $10,000 grand prize. Enter it on the MMR app or at WMMR.com. And one random entry wins $500 in our company-wide contest. That person gets a call from our company, Beasley. So make sure that you answer the phone. Contest rules available at WMMR.com. And again, the word is gold. No Sad Dough. Brought to you by Steak-O.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, let's begin with this story. A guy named Joe Wick. He had said he is extremely embarrassed after he farted during one of his PE lessons.
Is this John Wick's slower brother?
Probably.
I keep getting shot.
The fitness coach said that it was a mistake, and he thought that his live broadcast was yet to begin. He was doing this. It was virtually.
Okay. Okay.
But listen to this. So the noise was captured on camera just before he leapt into view to begin the class. He said that he was not aware the noise had been captured on film until he read about it after the class had finished. In a post on Instagram, he had said, I squatted down and felt a huge buildup of pressure in my stomach just before I thought I was live on air. And whilst in a panic, I hastily let rip, and unfortunately, the sound was heard far and wide. He said, to those listening on a 50-inch TV with a subwoofer on Dolby surround sound, please forgive me. I'm extremely embarrassed, and I will do my best to ensure this doesn't happen again. He had added that he was backed into a corner with nowhere to go. Time was running out, and I plan on making a big entrance with the full splits.
Oh,
so he's a fitness teacher,
okay.
So he's going to come out and do the splits. So I went for it and squeezed as hard and fast as I could. He wanted to get it out of him. And so he ripped a really loud one. He said he shared an apology alongside a video clip of the incident. He has relaunched his PE lessons, which were a hit during the first lockdown last year. His session on Monday was live streamed by 121,000 people while he ripped it.
Did you see video of this or audio of this?
Did anybody capture it?
Oh.
No, I didn't. So, unfortunately, I don't have an audio piece to play for you. A Brunswick, Maine man, my main man,
yeah,
was arrested after a hit and run. I've never heard of this before. Plane crash at the Brunswick Executive Airport.
So this guy was hit by a plane?
No, he hit a plane with his car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought he was hitchhiking.
Police say a Jeep Wrangler crashed through a gate at the airport late Wednesday night and hit the nose of a plane parked on the tarmac. The suspect then hit another vehicle before hitting another fence and leaving the scene. Police say from evidence left at the scene, as well as tips from the community, they arrested Robert Cooper, and he faces several charges, including aggravated criminal mischief and operating without a license. A hunter searching for deer on the shores of Iowa Sailorville Lake made a surprising discovery. It was a message in a bottle from 1983.
Wow.
Yeah, the message was written by Jim Otto, a Spirit Lake, Iowa man who died in 2012. Janet Otto said that her late husband started throwing messages in bottles into the Missouri River in 1976. He tossed hundreds of bottles into the river and other bodies of water through over the years and kept track of the numbers and where they were launched. The bottle found by Hunter Ross Burns was bottle number 32. Otto's family said that they had heard from some 65 people over the years who have found Jim's bottles in various locations and feel that the discoveries help keep his memory alive. So
there's still a bunch out there.
Yeah, maybe. Or people just pick it up and throw it away.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
the ultimate joke.
Yeah, right?
It was for nothing.
Well, a colony of African vervet monkeys has lived in Dania Beach, Florida, near Fort Lauderdale, near the Fort Lauderdale Airport for decades. But more people have been noticing them lately. Missy Williams of the Dania Beach Vervet Project was able to create a sanctuary for the colony of 40 monkeys near the Park and Go, an off-airport parking operator. Dave Winquist, the manager of Park and Go, said the monkeys are regular friendly visitors.
Vervets?
And they're always looking for something to eat. He said they really like bananas and peanuts. He said they're all very nice. I've never had a problem with any of them.
Why, thank you.
Hanging from a fence near the cars, there is a sign that says, please do not touch or hand feed the monkeys for your own safety.
There are other monkeys that are a lot more aggressive.
Tony Selimare works near the sanctuary. He's also gotten used to the monkeys. And he has learned what not to do around them. He said, if you leave your car window open and there's something in there, they will climb in your car and go for it if there is food or chips or something like that. Williams, a Florida Atlantic University teacher, has named all of them. And she has a database with files for each of the monkeys. She said that...
Hey, these are the monkeys.
Their ancestors escaped from the Dania chimpanzee farm in the late 1940s.
Ah.
And so they've live on their own for a long time.
Cool. Self-sufficient monkeys. You can't beat that.
William said that she hasn't had reports of property damage or aggression, and unlike different species of monkeys in northern Florida,
they pay their taxes.
The vervet monkeys do not carry herpes in their saliva, urine, or feces.
I didn't know that. Monkeys carry herpes?
Some do, yeah.
I ate a lot of monkey poop.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission will fine or arrest anyone who is feeding, trapping, or harassing the monkeys.
Wow.
All right, then one last story, and then we will wrap it up. Let's go with this one. It's a good story to end on. A family in Utah has the quick actions of two local police officers to thank for saving their 17-year-old daughter last month. It was Wednesday, December 9th. Started out as usual for senior in high school, Sarah Canapari. She got into a car to head to school, but she doesn't remember anything after that. She was driving when a sudden seizure caused her to black out and slump over the steering wheel.
Whoa.
It was starting to drift into oncoming traffic. Fortunately for her, Officer Jesse Allen and Sergeant Jason Coons just happened to be at that same intersection. Sergeant Coons' dashboard camera was recording. He said, "I pulled my car up next to theirs to kind of bump into it to attempt to get it to stop or at least slow down. Unfortunately, that didn't work. It was unsuccessful." Then the other officer pulled up in front of it to kind of do the same thing. They weren't even with the same police officer group.
Right.
He said, "We were able to get it to stop up on a grass berm on a sidewalk and run up to the car, and were able to see that there was a young female driver that appeared to be having a seizure." Officer Allen, Sergeant Coons broke open a window to get the locked car, get in it, and give her first aid until paramedics arrived. Sarah said, "I don't know if I would have been in the condition that I'm in if they hadn't saved me." Her mother, Kelly, choked back tears when talking about the two officers when they jumped in. Sarah and her parents say that she's not had any seizures since that morning. So a good
one. Amazing.
A good one to end on this weekend, yes. Gang. And there you go. That is what I have.
Polite monkeys, too.
The bizarre file for you. All right. So you still got about 6 minutes left to text in the word gold if you want to text for your chance to win. No sad dough. Or you can enter the word gold at MMR, WMMR.com, or on the MMR app. So get on it now. You got a few minutes left. So again, the keyword for no sad dough right now is gold. Good luck to you. We'll be back in just a moment.
Like the Preston and Steve Show podcast? Check out MMR's other audio on demand at WMMR.com or on the MMR mobile app.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro, get personalized deals on the products you buy most, and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
More things to give away before we finish for the day. Hope you don't mind. But we'll see how closely you've been paying attention. We're going to do today's lesson question and the freebies we have. A digital download of The Stand-In with Drew Barrymore. So the question I'm going to ask, doing a later show question. Mice who were once paralyzed might be able to walk again, which is encouraging to everyone except those in which industry? 215-263-WMMR. Mice who were once paralyzed might be able to walk again, which is encouraging to everyone except those in which industry? 215-263-WMMR. Call now if you know the answer, and while you're doing that, we're going to do this.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
Brought to you this morning by Gwinnett Mercy University. Their graduate programs have proven professors who can help propel you to the next level. Visit them at gmercyu.edu. What's going on, Steve?
Well, former bachelorette Claire Crawley says she was crushed when she found out bachelor and short-term fiancé Dale Moss wanted out of their relationship. Crawley says they both wanted similar things, but when Moss finally got her thing, he was done.
Oh.
Hey! Legendary singer Brian McKnight was revealed as the as the cricket on the Masked Singer Wednesday night. Masked Dancer, excuse me. McKnight says while he thoroughly enjoyed the whole experience, rubbing his legs together totally destroyed his nutsack.
Oh, my God.
And finally, Carol Baskin saying she's relieved that Tiger King Joe Exotic did not receive a pardon from President Trump and will remain behind bars. Baskin says it is a point of pride to think she's better than Joe at both exploiting tigers and committing murder.
Yeah.
And that's your Hollywood trip.
All right, we shall see if we can get an answer to this particular question and whether you indeed are the person who has that answer. And let me find that question again. Here it is. Mice who were once paralyzed might be able to walk again, which is encouraging to everyone except those in which industry? And I will go to Chris to see if we can get the answer. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, Chris. All right, so which industry is going to be destroyed?
Oh, that would be the mouse wheelchair industry.
You got it. Hang on, Chris. The mouse wheelchair industry is correct, and we are going to give you a digital download of The Stand-In starring Drew Barrymore. You can stream it instantly on your smart TV or favorite device with the Redbox app today. Rated R from Paramount Pictures.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! All right, we're going to get right into this with a story. I love this one. It's about the band Korn. So when it came time to choose a name for the band, they had considered being called Larry.
Oh, stop it.
Larry.
This is really? This is a great story. That was the name of their manager at the time, who had told them that they could not call their band Korn. Now, Jonathan Davis told Revolver magazine that he responded, "Well, we're gonna name it Larry then." And he's like, "F you." And I said, "Look, it's either gonna be Larry or Korn, you effing pick it." And once they decided on a name, Davis said that the logo, this is interesting,
yeah,
too.
Which is the K?
Well, it's the name, yeah, Korn, yeah, drawn out. The logo came about when he grabbed a crayon and wrote Korn with his left hand.
Oh, there you go.
Gosh. And
got all jaggedy.
And that's it.
That's,
yep,
funny. Look at these people spend millions of dollars on highfalutin graphic artists.
Yep. Davis said that he credits them getting their record deal due to the number of stickers with their logo on it that they had stuck all over town.
Kidding.
That's fun. I like that. Let's see. Weezer will release a new album called OK Human, and that's going to be on January 29th.
We're actually going to play the new song after the music news today.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Wonderful.
It's called All My Favorite Songs.
All right. And it is according to a release from Weezer's Rivers Cuomo. He had written all the songs at a piano during the pandemic, and the project sound references one of his childhood influences, the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds, and it is also a nod to Radiohead's technophobic future trip OK Computer, so it's called OK Human. It's a little nod to both of those. So the band's masked recording of OK Human continued throughout the summer along with the 38-piece orchestra. Weezer released a new single yesterday, All My Favorite Songs. In case you mentioned, we're going to play it in just a little bit.
Nurse.
They are scheduled to tour stadiums this summer with Green Day and Fall Out Boy beginning on July 14th. We'll see if that ends up happening. Famed producer Bob Rock has sold his rights to Metallica's 1991 chart-topping Black Album to the Hypnosis Songs Fund. Louder.com reported that Rock also sold the rights for the songs that he produced for singer Michael Bublé to the firm owned by Merck Mercatius. The Black Album has sold over 31 million units globally, with Rock earning a royalty on every copy sold.
Wasn't Bublé an original Metallica member?
He might have been. No, Rock, a Canadian, by the way, is also best known for his work with such A-listers as Motley Crue, Bon Jovi, Aerosmith, The Cult, Bryan Adams, The Offspring, David Lee Roth, and Ron Sexsmith, along with many others. He was also featured prominently in Metallica's 2004 documentary, Some Kind of Monster. Rock said in a statement announcing the deal, "I put my heart and soul into these records, and I know how much Merck loves music, so it was an easy deal to put together." Merck had added, "The breadth of Bob Rock's enormous success are almost
pretty awesome.
Are almost impossible to match by any creator in the history of music. From Metallica's most famous Black Album to Michael Bublé's Christmas, He has produced some of the biggest albums of all time that continue to be evergreen year in and year out.
Some people have the ear, you know, the gift, the producers, the legendary producers.
Yep. One last story. Out today are the 50th anniversary editions of the Kinks' 1970 classic Lola versus Power Man and the Money Go Round, Part 1, better known as Lola. The album is being issued domestically as a multi-format release, including a deluxe box set, vinyl, deluxe double CD, single CD, and available across digital formats.
I love the Kinks.
Upon its original release, Lola peaked at number 35, with the title song hitting number 9, with an instant FM classic, Ape Man, peaking at number 5 in the UK. Kinks leader Ray Davies looked back at the album, recalling, "The album is a celebration of artistic freedom, including my own, and the right for anyone to be gender-free if one wishes. The secret is to be a good and trusting person and friend." As Lola is all about.
That's it.
Cross-dressing person.
Yes.
So.
La, 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 Lola.
And there you go. That is what I have in music news for you. We have one more break to take. We're going to do that. When we come back, we'll also give away our Word of the Week prize. So do not go anywhere. We will return shortly.
93.3 WMMR has been to some strange places. And now we're at radio.com. Come visit.
It is Friday. It is wonderful to be with you this morning, but we got to go. See you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye, cheers.
It's weekend time, man.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so for years, it just, you said bye-bye, see, it reminded me. For years, we went to the same dry cleaner in Conshohocken, and unfortunately, because of COVID, the company had to close, and so they shut their doors down, and I went there for the last time to pick up stuff, and she was like, as I was leaving, she was like, "Thank you. Thank you." And I was like, oh, my God, I was almost crying. Oh, but the best thing that came out of her and her business, and literally, I mean, we've been going there probably 10, 15 years at this point. And there's been, you know, different workers. But this woman that worked there, every time you would leave, she would say goodbye 10 to 15 different ways. Bye-bye. See you later. Have a great day. Hope you have a good evening. Have a great weekend. One after the other as you're leaving and you're like walking out the door and she's still saying goodbye.
Really? That was her thing?
It was what she did. It was goodbye. Great. So now that's like what everybody in our family does. And you know, now Jace is, when I leave to go somewhere, Jace is like, bye-bye, see you later, have a great day.
Take care, see you soon.
Yes.
Aloha.
All of it.
Don't take any wooden nickels. Bye-bye.
It's like that Bugs Bunny where he's stranded on the island with the two guys, the fat guy and the skinny guy who are trying to eat him.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the cruise ship comes and he somehow does the Bugs Bunny thing.
So long.
And
they,
bye, keep moving. Yeah. Don't forget your ride.
Adieu.
But it was so sad for the last time. And like when I was leaving last time, she was just like, bye-bye, thank you. I'm like, oh my God.
I just wanted to know you were our worst customer.
No, stop it. Shut up.
All right, well, listen, thank you to Corinne Fisher, who was on our show today. Corinne is performing tonight. Her and Kristen are performing this evening, the duo at Helium Comedy Club. So there are two shows tonight and two shows tomorrow, 7:15, 9:30. You can get tickets at heliumcomedy.com. She was a great guest, man.
She was great.
Yeah, someday
they're both great. We'll
get them all back in studio sometime down the road. All right, I'm waiting for Pierre. I'm stalling.
I got nothing.
No. So,
I'm running across the parking lot.
I can do it.
All right. Well, we need to jettison this, and then we can do this.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve Show brought to you today by the letter.
H as in, have a great day.
Goodbye. Right.
See you later.
So we'll take caller number 6 at 215-263-WMMR. And if you happen to know the word of the week, we can set you up with the word of the week prize. So get on it now, 215-263-WMMR. Here's something I can tell you about.
What's that?
A fill-in-the-block weekend.
What's that?
Weekend. here at MMR. So we're going to be playing blocks all weekend. We pick the first two songs, and then you can call or text in your request for the third one to complete the block. So if you want to get on board, maybe think about some tunes when you hear those blocks pop up, you can get in touch, and maybe you will have your block
awesome.
Song played.
Just saying.
Also, a reminder about the President Steve Love You Help You Lawn. I saw a text earlier.
Yeah.
someone asking for the number, which I don't have written on here. 484-434-1333. Is that it, Marissa?
You know why it's not written there, Preston? Because we're suggesting that everyone goes right to PrestonSteve.com. It's a top thing. And then we have some tips for leaving a good message, and we want to know everything in there. If you just call the message, you might forget to include a few things.
Gotcha. All right. So, yeah, go to PrestonSteve.com or WMMR.com.
And you have something else you wanted to say.
I do. All of those lines are posted on our Instagram page. And hey, what a great place that if you have to get some services done this weekend or coming up, listen to those messages and go support those businesses.
That's a great idea.
Come on, you could do it.
So please do it. Sponsored by our friends at Dell Automotive Group, by the way. Pierre is indeed here. Hello, sir.
Hi.
How are you today?
Excellent.
Wonderful. So we already did the letter of the day.
I know that.
We're in the clear. We're good on that. What's coming up on the show today?
We're going to have workforce blocks, and they'll be great.
Okay.
Cool.
That's all you need to know. Sometimes really if you over-explain, it diminishes it.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Right.
You were going to push one off until today. Are you doing the DJ one today?
I'm going to do the DJ one at some point in the process, which may or may not be part of the workforce blocks.
Okay.
And we'll have No Sad Dough coming at noon and 2.
Yes, correct.
Just checking to see if you're paying attention.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
All right, Ray.
Ray.
On your shirt.
Ray John.
Oh, Ray John. Yeah, nice. All right, let's see if we can get somebody who knows the word of the week, and I'm going to go to Doug. Hello there, Doug.
Hey.
All right,
what's
Doug.
Going on?
We're just looking for the word of the week. Do you know it?
Yes, I do. It's teach.
Great Caesar's ghost.
That is correct, my man. Teach is the word of the week. And, Doug, for you, we got 20 digital movie downloads, a whole bunch of them, including 300 Beetlejuice, Blade, Buddy Games, Fat Man, Full Metal Jacket, The Goonies, and Tenet, just to name a few. The complete list is available on contests at WMMR.com. So we congratulate you, sir.
Oh, The Goonies?
Yes. It's a great movie, dude.
Yes.
All right, congratulations, Doug. Have a great weekend. Hang on the line. We're going to get your information, and we are going to take care of you. Is it really cold out?
It's not that bad right
okay.
now.
All
right.
You look a little bundled up.
Well, I am bundled up because it's an iceberg in the studio. So,
is it? Oh, yes. Your studio or ours?
I grew a crop of ice earlier, and so I wanted to, warm up.
Cold.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. Yeah. Excellent. All right. Well, let me thank our sponsors. President Steve Show is brought to you today by Acme Markets, fresh foods, local flavors. Also by Godshall's Real Wood Smoked Turkey Bacon, and also Fred Bean. Say goodbye to 2020 and hello to great deals. Shop online at fredbeans.com. Next week, busy week. Gary Goldman will be on the show.
Yeah.
One of our favorite comedians. Billy Gardell, great guest. Christopher Mintz-Plasse, is that how you say it?
Oh, yeah, you know him.
Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, I didn't know if you'd say it Plasse.
Plasse?
Plasse. Michael Chiklis will be on.
He's got a new show, The Coyote.
And it says it on here, me and Nick Murphy have our birthdays next week. Correct. Yes. Yeah, so then we'll be celebrating. That is it. We are done. Ray John, have yourself a great weekend, and we will see you on Monday, dear friend. Bye bye.
The Preston and Steve Small Business Love You Help You Line.
Hey, Philly. This is Dan from the Gravity Forge Gymnastics and Ninja Warrior Training Center in Hatboro, Pennsylvania. You heard that right. American Ninja Warrior Training. Come train with some of our coaches who are national finalists from the show. Jump on some obstacles during open gym, or take a class. We also offer birthday parties, which are great for those kids that have been cooped up for just too long. Find us at thegravityforge.com.
Next message.
Hey, people. If you're looking for a fun-filled Saturday, come visit the girls at Salon Fab Hair by Mornay for a fabulous new do. Don't forget to visit our friends next door, Extra Boutique and Brunch Every Day. Check us out on Instagram at Salon Fab Hair by Mornay. Thank you for supporting our small business community. We can't wait to see you. XOXO Fab Hair.
The Love You, Help You line. Shop local because small business needs our help. Find out more at PrestonAndSteve.com. 93.3 WMMR. Putting Philly first. Sponsored by DellAutoGroup.com, where Jack really does sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.